and went to Pastor Cool.
What, can you say again?
Yeah, I went to hip-hop and your daughter started the building on Broccoli B.
Broccoli B?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The building on the Broccoli B? Okay, you got Broccoli B. And I want one other Big Daddy Kane, one other LL Cool J, and one other Snoop Dogg and Tupac Shakur. And I want Ice Cube and my iced tea. Okay, you have iced tea?
Yeah, we have iced tea.
You have iced tea, yeah. I want Ice Cube.
Can you speak slow now? I don't understand.
Oh, are you Taiwanese?
No, Thai.
You Thai?
Yeah.
I Thai too. You said you're not Thai?
Yeah, I speak Thai.
Okay, well, I'm from the other Thai. I'm from the southern Thai. And I want one other Booya Tribe, LL Cool J, and one other Big Daddy Kang, and the hip-hop, and your don't start, and rhythm of Broccoli B. Okay?
LL Cool J?
Yeah, I want all the Big Daddy Kang. No, wait, crisscross that out. Look, I want Wu-Tang Clan, Snoop Dogg Dogg, my other Snoop Dogg Dogg, and Tupac Shakur. You know Shakur?
Shakur?
Yeah, Tupac. I want Tupac Shakur.
Tupac of Shakur?
Yeah. Tupac Shakur and with Flavor Flav. And two short ribs. You have two short? Two short ribs?
Short ribs,
yeah. Two short?
Oh, okay.
Two short ribs and a hip hop and you don't stop and the rhythm of the Broccoli B and the bang bang boogie and don't stop the boogie. Okay?
You speak too fast. I don't understand.
I speak slow, okay? Listen to me.
Okay, can you tell me the number?
Okay, all right.
This is a restaurant.
Yeah, restaurant, Thai food.
Yes.
Yeah, I want Thai food because I'm so hungry. I need Thai food. This Thai restaurant?
Yes.
Yeah. I need two short ribs and I need Wu-Tang Clan.
Can you speak English slow now, okay?
Okay, I speak English. I try to... Okay. You know, you Thai, you my brother, right? You Thai? You Taiwanese?
No, Thailand.
You Thailand?
Yeah, you have to speak slow down.
Okay.
You speak fast, like Chinese, I don't understand.
I try to speak like as slow as I can. You have to have this food. What kind of Thai restaurant is this? You don't have Wu-Tang Clan?
Wu-Tang Clan
and Snoop Dogg Dogg?
No, we don't.
And Broccoli B. You have Broccoli B and the bang bang, the bang bang boogie and the rhythm of the hip hop and you don't start.
Bang bang boogie?
Yeah.
No, we don't have that.
You don't have bang bang boogie?
Okay, wait a minute.
Huh?
Radio you have to atone for. MoreLikeRadio.com. Professional radio without the rules.
Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using the promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
We aren't, you know, live off the land and go kill a seal and feed off the blubber type people.
Whoa. Kiss, hold on. Kiss from a Rose is a really good song. And to kill him just because he has holes in his face, I'm not on board with that. Dude, I like seal.
Mitch, can you step in my office for real quick?
Okay. I don't like
office.
This is an open environment, though, so I mean, it's not
really
an office.
Everybody else has earmuffs, including
it's
the listeners.
It's more of just a cubicle.
Everybody else earmuffs, including the listeners.
See, you're sitting down. I'm standing. Everyone's going to see that I'm here at your desk. It's not really an office. I know that we're talking.
Yeah, by the way, Sherry, while they do this, while they do this, open a tab over from Pinterest and see if you could find a partnership with Blue Apron for More Like Radio. That would
That's
be great.
What I was trying to say. Mitch, I'm trying to get a sponsor because they are big on podcasts and radio shows.
I love Blue Apron.
This is Dutch and Royce. We are better than you.
Hello there. You are listening to Dutch and Royce on morelikeradio.com.
Let's see. Last day of January.
Holy shit.
Been pushing a January thing at all.
Is it just me, or does January feel like it's taken 10 months? Like, it's one of those.
Yes. It feels
right?
Like a very long month.
It feels like the longest month ever. Like, how many weeks has this had? 37 weeks? This has been a 37-week January, right?
January 31st, 2017. You're listening to Dutch and Royce here, more like radio.com. I am Joel Dutch Vimmerman here with Royce Lopez.
What up?
Marie Lopez.
Holler.
Johnny Cake Sinzeri.
Holler, holler, baller.
Super producer Mitch Heil.
Hello.
Is Sherry there?
I'm here.
Hi. Sherry Dalai Lama is also here as well. Our number is 954-573-2780. Our Skype name is Hippo Juice Film. Is there any way to switch that without, like, losing all your followers or whatever?
No. I mean, maybe, but who cares?
Can you switch to, like, more like radio?
My
is that name taken?
A Skype?
Yeah, the Skype.
No, that would be too big of a fuck. It's a big ordeal. I can't even take a phone call at this point. I'm going to be able to change my name. Get out of here.
Okay. Or go to morelikeradio.com/live if you'd like to check out the video, the chat room, and all that kind of happy horse shit. And and if you're listening on podcast, you already know where to get us. But if you're listening live, basically just search More Like Radio and or Dutch and Royce or Hippo Juice or any of that stuff to figure out where we are to download. So I actually realized I when I edited it the last couple of months, I haven't started out by saying, what did you guys do this weekend? So what did you guys do this weekend?
You have to say a name.
Yeah, I mean, you're kind of just
putting that. It's an open question, and everybody wants to jump in. I feel like we've gotten that chemistry over the years.
No, I kind of feel like what you're doing is phoning it in. But if you're asking us what we did this weekend, I don't remember. What did we do this
weekend? We did a lot of nothing. We played a lot of Witcher 3.
It's a lot of fun.
It's a good game. And we went to dinner with friends, and that's about it.
Yeah, nothing crazy this weekend. I can't really say it was nothing.
It's been mild.
Yeah.
We're saving our energy for other weekends.
Mitch and Sherry, what'd you guys do?
I'd say our weekend was pretty boring, too. I mean, I went ice fishing most of the time. Sherry.
Well, the fun part was when you went to change your auger blades. And what he came auger, back what, in, and what, I was destroying what, the house.
Hold on. We're not hunters.
What is an auger blade?
We're not fucking hill people. What's an auger blade?
An auger is the thing that drills a hole in the ice so you can put your line
down. All right, well, fucking thank you. Remember, we're not all from fucking South Canada.
Okay. So here's a thing.
So I like to call it North United States.
What's the depth of the ice that, you know, makes it okay to drive onto the ice or whatever? Because my fear would always be the be breaking through.
Yeah, for trucks, especially my size truck, is probably 10 to 12 inches is the minimum, and I was hitting 15-16 inches, so we're fine.
Did you catch anything?
No. I mean, besides STD, no. I mean,
you nothing.
STD.
You have Eskimo prostitutes up there, I'm assuming. Like, you know how there's lounge lizards? Are
you
there
don't?
Like,
you don't down there?
Are there Eskimo whores? I don't know what you would call them. Where, like, they blow you while you're ice fishing?
We just call them Minnesotans, but whatever.
Okay, well, by the way, I saw right before the show they're marching in Minneapolis about some shit.
Yeah, because it's like 35 degrees out, so it's t-shirt weather, they have a reason to go
But
outside.
What are they marching about?
I don't know.
The wall?
Who knows what? I don't
anything
know.
Anything in Minnesota that's above freezing is t-shirt.
Basically.
It's fucking terrible for you guys. It was 43 here, and I thought I was going to die. I thought at one point I was going to die.
It was snowing this morning. I'm like, it'll be fine. I'm not going to blow out the driveway because it'll warm up. It'll melt.
Yeah, I was watching the Pro Bowl, which was in Orlando, which is where Maurice Marie and Royce live. That's you guys, by the way, if we had to like have a couple name, you guys are Maurice.
Okay.
They said it was like 55 degrees and everybody's wearing like coats and wearing gloves and whatnot. I'm like,
well, hold on. Wait a second. Now I want a cool nickname for you and Kelsey. I was thinking like annoying couple you never invite because they're really loud. Is that a good nickname?
Hey.
I was going for Jels.
Oh, okay. Well, that might be shorter. I like
Jels. Jels isn't bad. I like
I was going to say DeKelsey.
DeKelsey isn't terrible. You know what? I like DeKelsey, actually.
Where's the Dell part?
The Dutch.
Kelsey. DeKelsey.
DeKelsey. Yeah, Dutch and Kelsey. DeKelsey.
But you have to say it fast, so it sounds like DeKelsey.
Yeah.
Because you're a dick.
What about... I got it. What about Sherry and Mitch?
Mary.
Potential murder-suicide.
Beaver in the stash.
That's very wordy. Usually the point is you try to shrink it, like Maurice.
Shitch.
Or
Shitch is not bad. Or how about Heil Sherry? That's not bad. You know, it makes her sound like a makes her sound like a Nazi. It's not bad. It's everyone's happy.
We'll get the Red fans involved. It'd be great.
What do you mean? The Red show broke up. P-Rock left. FYI, that's done. That show's over.
I didn't know they were still a thing. Being honest.
Well, I guess they're
not anymore.
But. Did you actually confirm that? Because I think I said it a couple of weeks ago. Because
it was confirmed. There was someone from the inside that gave me the news.
Okay.
So you know, I have my feelers. I have my feelers out in the
Texi
podcast community.
Sounds gross.
Texi's the worst human being alive.
Dutch doesn't like him. Anyway, let's move on from them.
Hated him.
It's already too racist. But no, I mean, I guess everything that I've been dealing with is just the fucking mania of the Trump thing. Like, a couple things I want to point out. Number one, with the Trump thing, say what you want, and I've said this before, but I'll say it again. Say what you want about a lot of candidates. I don't like Trump specifically. I didn't vote for him, but a lot of candidates say they're going to do a lot of shit and they don't do it. Whether you agree with Trump or not, this motherfucker.
He's cashing on his promises.
He is not. He's not like, I'm going to close Gitmo. I'm going to jerk off liberals. He's like, I'm going to do this. I don't give a fuck. And he's like, I'm going to do this. And he does it. He doesn't give a fuck what Republicans think, what Democrats think, what anybody thinks.
He's blindly signing executive orders left
and
right.
Hilarious. And then I get mad at liberals like, these executive orders. And I'm like, you motherfuckers are the reason gave Obama the power to do it. So don't be mad now that, you know what the problem is like, both sides do it. They give all this power to their candidate and then get mad when the other side uses the same power that they created.
Yeah,
you know
I was
going to
say,
mean?
Didn't he fire the seating executive, or sorry,
Attorney General.
Attorney General, yeah.
Trump was like,
she said
but
she
was on the way out anyway, wasn't she?
She was leaving anyway. Basically, because they've been trying to block the Sessions thing because, you know, he's going to get eventually come in. But she was just trying to make this big political stance and said, I think it's against the law and I'm not going to enforce it. And Trump's like, well, it's the law, so fuck you. Boom, you're out of here. Whether you agree or not, it doesn't matter. The point is that I laugh at a lot of things, and I think the thing that I laugh at the most is I read an article that said the Trump building a border wall got 57 times more coverage than Obama signing off on the dry land policy for Cubans. Now, I'm Cuban, obviously, if I haven't made that clear by how loud I am.
Oh, I hadn't know.
You are?
You know, my your, everything about
your
me.
Stance on Cuban
I don't
sandwiches.
See color.
Yeah. Not in your neighborhood. It's really white. So
now we do in the trailer park we do.
Also, that's African American as a term. But Obama, as a fuck you, by the way, not to help the Cuban people, not to fucking help anybody, as a fuck you to Trump.
That was weird.
Yeah, he literally was ragging on Trump for not welcoming immigrants, right? Literally ragging on him.
And
then Obama goes,
before he went out.
I know, Obama goes, hey, guess what? Fuck you, Cubans. Now, a lot of people are bringing up points that aren't fair. It's like, well, now it makes it fair. Now it makes it even. Look, I understand it makes it fair. I did get that Cubans did have an advantage over other people. Like, they were turning back boats full of Haitians, and Cubans were being accepted because of some old Cold War bullshit. I understand that it wasn't fair. But my point is, the liberals were all like, welcome everybody here. The Statue of Liberty doesn't say blah, 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 or whatever Occupy Democrat is going to fucking post tomorrow. But
before, can you back up just a little
bit?
Sure. Because I don't care about Cubans. So what is the dry land policy?
Okay. In dry land policy was after Castro was found to be a fucking murderous psychopath, the U.S. put the embargo against Cuba. But to fuck the dictators even more, because people were fucking starving in Cuba and, like, just dying, basically. Because guess what? Even, quote-unquote, democratic socialism doesn't work out that great.
So they were people literally dying. They didn't have food and stuff. So they were, as you know, we saw more in the 80s and 90s, I would say, but it still happens today. We saw people making rafts out of doors, out of old 57 Buicks, like literally out of everything. Say what you want about Cuban people. They know how to make things. So
very resourceful.
Yeah, they're floating over here.
Floating over there.
Yeah, floating everywhere. And they they get, you know, so they're fleeing from the country. And there was the executive order was I believe it was an executive order to go through Congress. I have to remember. But it was, you know, Cubans are
getting rid of the dry foot policy.
Yeah. Cubans are if you make it to the land, you're considered a U.S. citizen with all the benefits that come with being a U.S. citizen. So after Castro died and, you know, Obama's all friendly with Raul, which, by the way, Raul's just a big piece of shit. He's a big piece of shit, too. So I don't think he's not.
Who's
Raul Castro, the guy who's running the country now, Fidel Castro's brother, Raul Castro. And he's also a piece of shit. He was there when they were killing gay people the same way as fucking Fidel was. But anyway, not the point. My point is, if you're the party that's going to run, like, welcome immigrants, and don't call them illegal immigrants, call them undocumented workers, but then you fucking marginalize an entire island of Hispanic people, you can't claim to be this cool, awesome liberal party when you just fucked a bunch of people. And I don't care if Obama goes over there and talks to people and has a great time. It still sucks if you're poor. And I know this firsthand because my family, my grandparents still have to send food, still have to send medicine to family members over there, clothes. You know, it still fucking blows if you live over there, you know? And and it's like they you can't claim to be for the fucking immigrants and then do that. And then, but what happens is these, and by the way, I fucking hate Trump's immigrant ban. I think it's fucking retarded because I don't think it's going to do anything, you know? But
well, that's another thing too, is like, there's a lot of stipulations with it that isn't that much different, at least from what I've read.
From what Obama did. And here's the thing that I want to point out. Whether you agree with Trump's ban, and I don't agree with Trump's ban because I don't think he's doing anything, but it's a 90-day ban. It's not a permanent ban. What he did to Cubans is a permanent thing, you know? What Obama did,
it wasn't a ban. It wasn't like, basically, he was doing what should have been done a long time ago, which is the dry foot policy. The fact that if you step foot, all of a sudden you become a citizen. That's the only country where that's been allowed, and that was something that they put in place as a big middle finger to
listen,
the Cuban
government back
in the 60s.
Dutch again. I'm not in any way, shape, or form saying that it wasn't favoritism for Cuban people, that it wasn't fucked up to do things for Haitian people because their country's fucked up. I am not saying that. I am not arguing that. If Trump did it, I'd probably go, okay, you know what? Yeah, fine. But it's the fact that Obama was literally saying, welcome everybody here. We love everybody. He did it not because it was the best thing for the country. He did it as a little bickering fuck you to Trump before he left, because what people aren't telling you is Cubans are the only Hispanic people in the United States that the majority of them vote conservative. You know? Mm. So basically what Obama was doing was limiting less of them to get here legally and vote against Democrats.
My next question would be like, what was the purpose of him
and
doing that? But
that's the answer.
There it is.
Okay. It was purposely done to ensure there would be less conservatives next time, because every Cuban that comes over here, when they stay here, they get citizenship, and that means being able to vote. And for whatever reason, and I think it's because Castro ran as a super socialist progressive, so they fucking hate the idea of that, so they become conservatives when they come
completely
here. You know what
opposite,
I mean? They go the opposite, as anyone would, you know? Or if you come from a country that's the other way around, that's like completely, you know, all, you know, Nazi-esque, you're going to probably go the other way, you know? But my point is that it's just the hypocrisy. It's just people cover their ears. And it's like, as someone who's Cuban, as somebody who's like, whether it was fair or wasn't fair, I probably wouldn't be here if it wasn't for that policy. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like, I look at it in this way. It's like, look, if you want to be the party.
So we should have repealed it sooner.
Exactly. If you want to be the party that loves immigrants and wants to welcome everybody, don't do a little fuck you move like this. Because even Bush didn't do it, and he could have, you know? Nobody did.
It should have been done a long time ago, because that is the most favoritism thing that, you know, was basically, like I said earlier, like a fuck you to the Castro regime in the 60s.
I'll say it again. I understand 100% what you're saying. My point is, I'm only questioning the motive behind it. That's all. Pointing out the hypocrisy. That's all.
Oh, yeah.
The hypocrisy.
Here's the thing is that, like, you know, the majority of, like, liberal people aren't addressed. They're all yelling about this 90-day travel ban
from these other countries, but they're not addressing that one at all. They're just like, okay, whatever. That's it's like, no, you can't have it both ways. That's not fair.
And the thing is, these seven countries that are on this list are all countries that Obama said harbor terrorists, and he started bombing, what, three or four of them?
No, again, let me tell you my favorite thing about that, and something that hit me personally, and I commented about it on Facebook for a bit, was, the New York Taxi Union, what they were doing was, because Trump's ban, it affected a lot of people's visas, and they were stranded at JFK, right? Like, these immigrants were stranded, and they wouldn't let them leave the airport. So the taxi unions in New York City did some de facto strike where they wouldn't pick up or drop anybody off at JFK to stand, quote-unquote, with the immigrants, right? Well, what Uber did was they said, shit, there's people stranded at JFK, and they turned off surge pricing, you know, to go and pick up people at the airport, right? So then immediately liberals freak out, and they start a movement called hashtag delete Uber. Because, and I quote, Uber was breaking the strike, even though they weren't, and also the CEO of Uber is on Trump's tech team. Remember right before Trump was elected, we talked about it on the show.
Oh, I remember.
Trump put together a tech team which had like Elon Musk on it, the Uber CEO, the GM CEO, like all these, you know, all these different people that will be involved with, you know, future technologies. And now they're saying that because he's on that list, he's a Trump guy, quote unquote, and everyone should delete the Uber app. Across the country, because if you use Uber, you're supporting Trump. Even though now, something I want to point out that's, I think, fair to point out, Uber is 65% of their drivers are immigrants. Number
good,
one,
good, fuck them. Oh wait, no, that's not what we want,
not
right?
Yet. No.
I get so confused by what the liberals want.
You're right. Number two, only 1% of taxi drivers are men. 14% of Uber drivers. I'm sorry, only 1% of New York taxi drivers are women, excuse me, but 14% of Uber drivers are women. So by deleting Uber, the liberals are single-handedly hurting immigrant-run business, the one that they want to protect, and single-handedly adding to the wage gap by getting 14% of women off the street and replacing it by only 1% of women in taxi drivers. So I just want to point that out. The hypocrisy is ridiculous. And by the way,
but the women should be marching instead of working.
If you're going to protest Uber because they're on Trump's tech team, then you're against solar energy. You're the thing that you scream about the environment. You're against solar energy, solar cities, electric cars, and everything that Elon Musk, or getting to Mars, everything that Elon Musk is about. By the way, remember Elon Musk, the guy who liberals fucking loved. Until he joined Trump's little tech team. So, oh, and by the way, also on that tech team is the CEO of Disney, which means, I'm sorry, guys, but if you're deleting Uber, you can't watch any Marvel movies or Star. Sorry. The guy's on the tech team.
No.
You like Spider-Man?
Yeah.
No Spider-Man for you.
Oh.
Hey, Star Wars. Who's a Star Wars fan here?
I am.
Guess what?
There is not.
Guess what? Luke isn't your father. You want to know why?
No, he's not.
You want to know why?
Why?
You want to know why?
It's a trap.
Because Trump defunded Planned Parenthood. That's why.
So
no
far,
Star
you're
Wars
not
for you.
Sherry. Aww.
No Star Wars for you. Okay?
I'm fine without Uber.
All right. And hold on. Guess what? No more rewatching The Lion King, Aladdin. And see, Sherry, it's getting a little closer to home now, isn't it?
Uh-oh, you can't watch Lion King.
Oh, hey, guess what?
No. I will not delete Uber.
Any Toy Story fans in here? What were you going to say, John?
And no Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, no Beauty and the Beast. Sorry, none for you. So,
no, it's fine. You hit me with Lion King. We're done. We're good. I get it.
Can I say that Hermione's looking pretty good these days?
Oh, she is so hot. I remember we were doing the show so long ago that Hermione was 15, and I made a comment that she was hot. And Marie's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And I was like, I'm just saying there's potential. And
she's in her early 20s now, and she's playing Beauty in Beauty and the Beast.
I'm excited to see that, Dutch, by the way, Mitch.
Dutch, I would hope she's playing Beauty.
What's her name?
Hermione.
By the way.
Her real name.
Oh, Emma Watson.
Her name is Belle.
Who's playing?
What's her name? Hermione.
who's playing Beast? Meatloaf?
It seems like sort of an animatronic character.
Who's that guy who does all the animatronic stuff? Gollum and all that stuff?
Andy Serkis. Ray Fiennes.
That fucking Ray Andy Serkis. Andy Serkis is in every fucking movie as a CGI character, like every movie.
What does that say about your face? It's like your acting skills are
you're great,
awesome,
but we can't but use your
you
face.
We can't have you other than something we can create you out of.
I mean, as a monkey,
yeah, I used to have a DVD that he was on, and it was terrible. I don't remember what it was.
Let me see. I'm pulling up the Andy Serkis.
Yeah, he's definitely not a looker.
Andy Serkis has been in Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, Star Wars: The Force Awakens, The Hobbit, Rise of the Planet of the Apes, King Kong, Lord of the Rings, The Adventures of Tintin. Might have done that first. Avengers: Age of Ultron, Jungle Book. Yeah, I mean he was
nothing. Real life.
Star Wars. No, I'm trying to see if I can find one with him. There is some, but there's none you've ever heard of, like Flushed Away.
13 going on 30.
Who did he play in that?
I don't know who he was.
I see it here. He played a CGI'd, who's the woman in that? Hold on.
Jennifer Connelly?
Oh, he played a CGI Jennifer Connelly's uterus, I believe in that, if I remember correctly. I'm not sure if that's true. I'm actually pretty sure it's not true. But a website will pick it up and say it's true. He was in the Jolly Boys. So, yeah, the point is whenever he plays himself, the movie does not do well.
No.
From what I'm seeing.
What the hell is the Jolly Boys?
I don't know, but that's where he
went. No, that was actually the DVD that I owned, and it was terrible.
Has someone done...
I found it like a GameStop, like the used deep movie bin.
Has someone done an Andy Serkis, Andy Carnival yet or something like that? Because I feel like that's...
Oh, that's great.
See? What do you think? No.
Well, carnival and circus are kind of the same thing.
Yeah, Marie, you know what else is the same thing?
What?
Women shutting up and
Andy
making
circus,
sandwiches.
Andy Fair.
Andy Circus, Andy Fair. There you go. Thank you.
Fair is still very much like
all
a circus,
you know,
or
what?
A carnival.
I don't really,
I'm just saying.
I don't really care. Anyway, but whatever, man. Everyone's fucking... I can't
Hermione
even
Granger in Beauty and the Beast just makes me think she's going to have magic powers in Beauty and the Beast.
Well, there is magic. I mean, she does talk to a teapot, right?
Okay, by the way, I'm also going to point out that I'm already in Get Ready, because so far the trailer looked kind of shot for shot how they're going to do it, but I am already 100% expecting a scene, which wasn't in the animated one.
Where she has to have Beast abortion, I know.
No.
Jesus.
What?
She didn't have to, she just wanted to, because did you see Beast? I mean, come on, I wouldn't want that either.
Fucking, right. First off, racist.
Maybe she's a size queen.
Maybe she... Okay. A couple things. That's not where I was going with this. Not at all.
What did I say?
I'm waiting for the scene in the movie where Emma Watson does a badass move and kicks a bad guy. Because now when they redo movies, the girl has to have girl power and karate kick and fight. No, tell me I'm wrong. Like, it gets to the point where I always call it out in a movie and it kind of ruins it. I'm like, oh, let me guess. The girl's badass now. She's going to karate kick the guy that can clearly kick her ass, by the way. You know?
Like the part in Lord of the Rings, Return of the King, where those... ring race where like I can't be killed by any man,
yeah,
and then she takes off her helmet like I'm no man,
exactly,
and then stabs him in the face,
exactly.
Yeah,
it's like they kind of try to shoehorn in that like woman power. So at some point Emma Watson in this movie is gonna like woman power in and like sign a consent form before she dances with Beast, because
it
that's
really
20 fucking 17, bro. She's going to sign a consent form. And by the way, when Chip becomes a human, that motherfucker's retarded. He's going to have a crack in his head. They all used to be human. How does Chip have a crack in his head?
Do you think Gaston is going to be as rapey in the live action movie
no,
as he was
Gaston's
in the cartoon?
Not
like 50
be.
Shades of Grey rapey?
No, he's just going to be a French guy. I don't think he's going to be rapey. Like I said, there's going to be a lot of that, you know, girl power in it. Trust me, that's what's going to happen.
Well, dude, that's been... what's been happening in just about every movie, like a girl
has... I know. Look, my point is...
Yeah, like Ghostbusters?
My point is I don't mind if it happens organically. I just hate when it feels shoehorned. Like, to me, there's a difference. Does that make sense? Like, here's an example. Game of Thrones, Cersei's. She's a woman who has amazing power, right? But it doesn't feel shoehorned. It feels like, wow, they built it up. It makes sense. You know, she's
or
good
Arya.
For the story. But
she's
like,
fucking her brother.
Right, she's having sex with her brother, which is hot. You know, I have to come and pause
maybe
and rewind.
Maybe that's what gave her the power.
Right. But incest
power.
Right. But do you understand what I'm saying? Like,
I know exactly what you're talking about.
It feels kind of like shoehorned
stuff.
Here's the thing about, like, well, Jessica Jones had that too. Like, where that radio host was like a friend of Jessica Jones, not just going to the fact that she was a superhero, but they had to show the scene of her best friend taking Krav Maga and then beating the shit out of somebody.
You know what's hilarious?
Like, right, come on.
You know what's hilarious, Dutch? I had the same thought when I saw that scene. I was like,
"That's all that was.
We get it." She, and then I also looked at, I believe I looked at Maria and
she
I said,
"She can take care of herself."
I looked at Maria and I
she
go,
"She took the super drug. There was like super pills from like
that's even the point of that whole super pill thing. The only reason why they shoehorned that in was to show that scene.
No, I know. And I even looked at Maria when she was like Krav Maga fighting at first. I'm like, gee, I wonder if that's going to show up later in the story. Like, you know, it's like we get it. Oh, and Brendan in the Facebook, in the More Like Radio chat says, if Lord of the Ring was, Lord of the Rings was made this year, it would say, I cannot be killed by a cisgendered binary heterosexual male. So you know what? It matters. Gender pronouns matter. I believe we're up to 73. Last week, 37. This week, I believe we're 70, 76?
How did we double?
How does one keep track of all those things?
No, seriously, how did we double?
Hold on, I'll pull it up here. Yeah, guys, there's an update. I know I'm sorry that I misled everybody. There's actually 76 genders, and it's very, very important that we know all of them.
I don't even have time to read how many there are.
Is not real, or I'm not really trans, whatever that means, because of how I dress.
So who's this little guy? Is this Jonathan Taylor Thomas? I can't get this child actors
apart. I think we played this video before.
Okay, I recognize this person.
Okay, I don't remember. They all. I mean, honestly,
I don't know how you could forget that.
Here's why I can forget it. She looks like every complete nutty feminist. Like, they all look, it's the same haircut with the glasses that look nerdy because Zooey Deschanel wore them once. And it's like, we get it. You're kooky and crazy. You don't know what you're going to do.
Is that bunk beds?
Yeah, there's bunk beds, bro. Millennials don't even, they don't confine to your fucking comfort sandals.
Sandals?
Yeah, comfort sandals. That's why they wear moccasins. Fucking conforming idiot.
They're just really poor and they have to bunk up.
You're fucking sitting there.
I thought they wore moccasins because of Standing Rock.
Yeah, no, I want to be a millennial. That way when I'm 40, I have to room with five other people. That sounds great.
Yeah.
Anyway, what were we talking about?
Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast is going to be wonderful, is what I was saying, I believe.
Man, you really...
I always liked that. Hold on, real quick. Quick poll around the show. Don't favorite Disney movie, go.
Aladdin.
Aladdin?
Yeah.
Marie?
Lion King.
Lanking for her. Marie, what's yours?
Disney, not Pixar.
Yeah, we're going straight Disney, right?
Just straight Disney. Yeah.
Okay, straight. We're going animated.
As a almost 32-year-old adult, I'm gonna have to go Emperor's New Groove because I've watched all the other ones so many times, and I didn't own that VHS as a child.
Okay, that's fair.
And it's funny as fuck.
What about you, Mitch?
Very funny.
I'm gonna go with Aladdin because Jasmine was hot.
Jasmine was fucking smoking hot. I mean, by the way, we haven't had a white Disney princess in a long time. Because I'm fucking
so John with Disney.
Yeah,
is this what we're saying?
No, Dutch. What about you?
We're boycotting them.
It's a toss up between Robin Hood, like with the animals.
Oh God, that's such a good one.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
I haven't seen that one in a while. Underrated. That goes out there. That's definitely underrated. Very, very good.
Oodalali, golly, what a day.
Yeah. Golly, what a day. You haven't seen that, Mitch?
I haven't seen that. No.
Mitch, also surprised yours is not Song of the South.
My second one, like I said, is a tie for, Peter Pan.
That's a good one.
That one was also, I mainly because I watched it so many times. Because it was one of the few movies I was allowed to watch as a child growing up.
If we're going by movies that I watched the most, it was probably The Little Mermaid.
That's a good one.
Merman.
That's not a bad
pop.
One.
Merman.
Yeah, Little Mermaid was probably my number two.
Yeah?
I think so.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with Robin Hood. That was my favorite.
Also,
you gotta watch it, Mitchell.
My number two.
Why was Jasmine allowed to be so scantily clad in such a Muslim culture? Like, it's also kind of weird.
Yeah,
right?
Jasmine is actually the hottest outfit out of all the Disney princesses, and she's in the most repressed area.
Yeah, it kind of.
I thought she was Egyptian,
but Muslims.
They were from Agrabah, which is definitely.
They even
not
made a
Egyptian.
Cutting a hand off joke in the song. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, that
they
was
did,
definite
right.
Middle East.
Yeah, that was, dude, 100%. You know, and it's, I mean, it seems
her
like,
hips though.
Mm-hmm.
They don't lie.
You know Shakira's 39?
Good for her.
I hit
really?
That.
I thought she was like 45.
No, 39.
Oh, why nice. Did you think Shakira was so old?
I thought she was younger, actually.
Because I remember reading somewhere going like, wow, I didn't realize she was that old.
Well, I don't believe you read.
I didn't realize she was still relevant.
Brendan said Disney had to change
the lyrics. Oh, come on.
Disney had to change the lyrics in the Arabian Nights song. Is that true or is... Okay, now I got to see if that's true. Go ahead.
It doesn't sound like it'd be that far off the truth.
Change from what to what?
Disney will alter song... Oh, my... Disney will alter song in Aladdin movies. Changes were agreed upon. The Arab American complained that some lyrics were racist.
Oh,
some Arab groups
are
not satisfied. In a rare instance of the major study changing a film after its release, Walt Disney Company said Friday it would alter two lines of the lyrics in the animated Aladdin, which some Arab Americans have criticized as racist. Disney said the changes were made. Blah, 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 blah. The lyrics in the film's opening song, Arabian Nights, originally, oh, I come from a land from a faraway place where the caravan camels roam, where they cut off your ear if they don't like your face. It's a barbaric, but hey, it's home. The altered lyrics, which were written as an alternative version, are, oh, I come from a land of faraway place where the caravan camels roam, where it's flat and immense and the heat is intense. It's barbaric, but hey, it's home.
What?
So that's
both of those
that's
were
not
in
barbaric
the,
though.
Both of those were in the original.
And apparently that
they
was
just cut. Wait, Royce,
that was in 1993. That was in 1993.
You weren't listening.
Yeah.
The second half was also in the song. Did you read the new lyrics? Or
yes, I read the new lyrics. The second half wasn't what they changed, which I thought was weird. The barbaric part isn't the part
they changed. They just cut out something, but they didn't add new lyrics. That was also in the song.
Yeah, it says they took away the cut off your ear if they don't like your face part.
Right.
And they changed it
but
to...
But they do, though.
No, I know, but you can't state facts, just, idiot.
It's a cartoon, and it was in Agrabah. It's a fake place.
So if it's a fake place, it shouldn't offend anyone.
And Brandon says, from the theater to the home version, they cut off your hand part, they changed. I don't know if that's true or not. I don't know. I know I had the old school VHSs, which, by the way, are worth a lot of money now. Remember we pulled those
Is it
up?
Really?
All the old VHSs? Yeah, we talked about it on the show, didn't we?
Yes.
I don't think so because my mother has a.
I know we talked about it. Maybe we talked about it when we were down there in Florida.
Oh no, we didn't talk about it in the air. Okay, yeah. Look, check this out.
VHSs are now a collector's item.
Yeah, VHS Disney movies are worth a lot of money, and there's this whole article I was reading about it.
Yeah, because they keep editing it.
Makes sense.
Say,
yeah, what Maria's going to say.
My mom just moved, and I wonder if she got rid of all of her old VHSs.
It says your VHS tapes could be worth an insane amount of money now. Here, I'll pull up. I'll tell you what they are here. Let's see.
The funny thing is, I don't even think my mom would want to sell her VHSs of the Disney movies that she has. She'd just keep them.
Yeah, my mom's the same way.
I wonder if my parents still have them.
I bet they do.
Fuck, there's probably a better one than that.
Because we had a lot of them, and she kept all of them.
What about the VHSs for Demolition Man? Because I have that.
Did you wear it out?
Well, there's an article here that says, calm down, your VHS tapes aren't worth $9,000. Okay, so let's see here. Sorry, nostalgia hoard. Millennials. No, they're not. I mean, up to $500.
That's a
lot.
Yeah.
Is anyone else tired of the word millennial?
I'm tired of a lot of things, but, you know, we have to deal with
people I mean, everybody on the show, we're not millennials. Like, we just missed the cutoff line.
No, we are.
I am.
No, we're not. No.
Dutch, I've explained
it. We've established this.
Is it 1981?
Dutch.
Doesn't matter. We've established this on the air that you don't get to tell us what we are.
What year were you born?
84.
Yeah. You are a millennial, sir.
No, I'm not.
Millennials, I think, started...
We've established this.
Mitch, you say 81. I've seen 82.
It was one guy's assessment. Doesn't mean you get to call... The point of the millennial definition is if you grew up your entire life with the internet, then yes, you could be considered a millennial.
No, that's
a
centennial.
I didn't have the internet for a good half of my life.
Dutch, centennials overtook anyone born after 2000, and millennials are anybody in between 82 and 2000.
No.
Yes, I.
You don't get to tell me what I am.
No, like, I.
By the way,
I know what I am and what I'm not. What my sensibilities are.
You just don't want it to be true.
I know you don't want to accept it,
but you are
as how you are marketed to, and you are in the age bracket that people call millennial.
No, sorry, I'm
you
sorry.
You guys have called me old man Dutch multiple times. I'm 17,
and I don't identify as a millennial. I identify as a bobcat.
Why a bobcat?
Because I want to be able to have all the luxuries of a cat, but be threatening enough so people don't fuck with me.
So why not an ocelot?
Don't fuck it. You could be that if you want. I identify as what I want. You fucking cis non-gendered binary fucking camel shit. I don't know what the terms are. Well, I'm not good with the terms yet.
Wow, tell me how you really feel.
I really feel that people should also stop calling people snowflakes. That's getting kind of fucking hacked too.
Wait,
it really is.
Oh my god, I have a great someone said on my Facebook timeline, like, I'm taking back the word snowflake and there's nothing you can do to stop me. So then someone else replied, when enough snowflakes collect, they get cold and hard and packed together like steel. They wear mountains down to pebbles, bury entire cities under their avalanche. So yeah, you got that whole snowflake thing going on for sure. So I just replied by posting a picture of ice cleats that you wear on your boots to get better traction in the ice.
I'm confused. What's a snowflake? I thought snowflakes fell from the sky.
Snowflakes are the liberals who are the precious snowflakes that everything hurts their feelings and blah, blah, blah. You can't hurt.
Oh, like they're brittle.
Hey, I actually kind of
like call
that
them bitches.
Well, I mean, that's what you call them. They call themselves snowflakes, though. Or we call them snowflakes?
No, I call them bitches.
Well, you're
yeah,
just
she
more
calls
direct.
Them bitches, you call them snowflakes, I call them assholes.
Yeah, so everybody,
Maria, I don't agree with that chart. Like, just because they say it's a cutoff at 81, it's about a mindset. It's not what year you were born. And I was not born.
I think it's exactly what year you were born, though.
I think that's how it works.
No, I think that thing needs to go forward to 80, at least 86, when internet became.
But I mean, if someone was born in 1950, but they don't identify as a boomer, does that make them not a boomer?
Yes.
Dutch, the problem is at a certain point, they were calling us Gen Y and then Gen Z, and they just said, fuck that. And then just regrouped you under millennials and move millennials down.
I don't like the fact that they can just do this sweeping swath of whatever. I'm not accepting that.
I, for one, am Generation X. Because
I am too.
Limp Bizkit,
I thought we were Generation X.
Limp Bizkit made a song about Generation X. And
but it wasn't about you, though.
It was. Yeah, it was, bro.
Spice Girls had a Generation X song.
Oh, shit.
Also.
Gen Xers unite, bro. Everyone drink Surge Cola.
Yeah, sir.
Hey, who's got the Zima?
Where's my Jolt?
Yep. Bring that wallet chain over here.
Yo, man, I got some fresh new glow sticks, yo.
Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, but see, the problem here is Fred Durst was born in 1970. So he is a Gen X.
Yeah, Marie, but guess what? You know who wasn't born in 1970? Wearing a dope-ass backwards Yankees cap, bro. Do you know where you are? He was friends with Ben Stiller. He made it very clear in his songs. Very clear.
Thing, though, like, everybody wants to, like, lump. What about the people who were, like, on the borderline? Like, right in that gray area? Like, I don't identify with any of this millennial nonsense.
You just keep on pushing.
Is Dutch trying to claim that he's a trans Gen X?
He is. He's a trans Gen Xer.
Ew.
He's transgenerational.
He's a trans Gen Xer. That's what it is.
I feel like it's more of it's a mindset rather than.
That's what trans people say.
I don't appreciate this.
Holy shit! If you change it, Marie, good eye. If you change just one little thing, Dutch is exactly like the people he hates. I identify with.
You're a millennial. You're a millennial identifying as a Gen Xer. You're a trans Gen Xer.
You're a trans Gen Xer. Hashtag trans Gen Xer.
Think of that gray area where I should be allowed to get the vote the other direction.
First off, it's homosexual area, and that is the correct term.
Wait, so everybody else here on the show, you guys all are you guys are okay with being called millennials?
Oh, no, I'm not a millennial. Oh, I'm a Gen Xer. I was just
fucking
with
you. Then why am I the only one fighting against
because
this?
It's funny when
you were born in 84, I was born in 82.
Because it's funny when you get angry, Dutch. I thought it was clear.
Oh, shit.
Dumbass. You fucking idiot.
Well, Sherry and I, being the youngest, are really set into the whole millennial area, so I don't know how Sherry feels, but I've accepted my overlords.
Yeah, you're millennial.
I've accepted it, but I still call everyone that is a millennial an idiot.
I accept it, but I prove myself better.
I don't accept it.
You know, you don't have to.
It's really easy to be. Heels. It's actually easy to be the greatest of your generation.
The health and human studies, they can suck my dick. You don't get to just go ahead and say that if you were born after.
Hey, Dutch, guess what? After what you just said, Brendan said, well, fuck it then. I'm in the greatest generation then. He's fucking. if you could be whatever you want, you know?
Be whatever you want, but like,
no, you can be whatever you want.
They don't get to just go ahead and just break everything out with these fucking. It's just stupid. It's just dumb.
You're just bitter because they got rid of Gen Y.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
That's the thing, is that like they really did just kick our generation to the side. I said, no, you guys are millennials now. No, wait, hold on.
You know what it was, Dutch? You know what it was? First? It was like, hey, you know what, guys? Here's the internet. Now you're one of us. It's like, what? No, wait a
you
second.
Don't get to just.
I will agree that I do think we are right on the cusp.
I'm 32, and I have...
I'm 33.
I look at these younger people, and I don't identify with them at all. 34. I literally am 34. The get-off-my-lawn guy these days, and I don't... It's not because of anything of like, oh, I'm going to try and fight this.
You know what?
I really don't... I don't get
it. You know what, Dutch? Brendan in the chat says, I fought Nazis so you could have your delusion.
Dutch.
Thank Brendan, Dutch. He fought for your freedoms.
How
he's the
old
greatest
is he?
In his fucking 20s. You know what? He's the greatest generation.
A 95-year-old guy named Brendan.
I don't know how old Brendan
is. Time traveler.
Yeah.
Dutch.
He's quantum leaping.
Here's the problem with Gen Y and Gen Z. They started a Gen X. Mm-hmm. So they could only go two, and then they're like, well, we can't continue with the whole alphabet thing. We started at the tail end of the alphabet, not the beginning end of the alphabet. And the two categories before Gen X weren't alphabetical at all. They were called boomers and silent. So they realized that they had to scrap the whole XYZ thing and then just go back to naming shit after.
Somebody made a video, Dutch, explaining the difference.
I'm going to show you the differences of two of the generations of the grand old USA.
Generation X versus millennials.
I don't know if I trust
Generation
her with her.
X?
Shut up. She's making... Give her a chance.
Look how light blue her room is. Trust her.
Our parents versus us. I cannot begin to explain how different these generations are. First, you should know what these two things are. Generation X, or the generation before ours, are the people who were born in roughly the 60s to about the 80s.
See, we're Generation X. I told you. Fuck you, Dutch. You're right. We're Generation X.
Thank you.
No, to the 80s, like the early.
Yeah,
like
I was born in 82.
1980.
I'm early 80s.
No, 80s. Yes. 80. I was 82.
Early
82.
No, 1980.
In the early. Let's hear what she said. We're trusting her because she has 17,000 views and she's a woman. And she's helping
why
my point.
Why do people just get to be like, okay, these are the years. Like,
you're,
well, fuck your mother.
You're trusting
like,
this?
No.
You're trusting her on YouTube over Pew Research?
That's what I'm saying. No,
Well, to be fair, Pew Research said Hillary was going to win in a landslide.
Yeah,
I
was going to say, Pew Research can suck my ball sack.
Yeah, well, you know what? I use Pew Pew Research, and it's more fun.
Generation before ours.
Women are liars. I don't trust her at all.
People were born in roughly the 60s to about the 80s.
She also can't do math because she's a woman.
Well, her brain is smaller. What do you want?
Roughly 60s to 80s. It's unclear.
She's about to describe what the fuck a millennial
is. Listen, the problem is it's 2017.
People who grew up with the internet. That's the difference.
The 2017, people have to understand and be understood. Women were marching on the streets because they wanted men to know they can't have as much information because it's filled with delicious recipes for cakes.
And
that was the reason. What?
Before you press play, I guarantee she's going to say that people who grew up with the internet, if you can remember a time where you didn't have internet in your house,
you might be a redneck.
Not a millennial.
You might be you might be a millennial. I like Jeff. I like your Jeff Foxworthy
I'm
bit.
Sorry,
Dutch.
But that's how I view it.
If you write your screenplay out of Starbucks while only ordering one coffee,
large,
you might be a millennial.
Life. without the internet, so I feel like I have the right to say I am not a millennial, because that's the whole caveat of the millennial thing. Because the thing you just posted, Marie, yeah, the internet was invented in 81, but yeah, it didn't actually become home friendly until about like 85, 86. If you can remember. And even then, it didn't actually become like worldwide or cheap enough for people who weren't rich to have in their house until 90. So that's the point.
If you hate that Trump, grab somebody by the pussy so you fight for it by dressing up like a pussy, you might be a millennial. I like this. This bit can go far, Dutch.
Not
I'm telling
going anywhere.
You.
It's died on the vine already.
You might be a millennial.
Dutch, you are confusing millennials with centennials.
You're confusing centennials with centaurs.
What's centennial?
Well, in the chart I showed.
Hold on, let's hear what she says.
Millennials for the people who were born in the 90s, maybe the late 80s.
So rude.
In the 90s, maybe the late 80s is what millennials are, so she is not going with you. Let's hear it again.
No, but she's dumb.
She's dumb because she's not agreeing with you. She's smart because she's agreeing with me.
She's dumb because she's young and obviously not in the workforce yet.
What? You sound like an old lady. What an old lady you are.
I thought I was sounding old here.
She's not out there in the workforce yet.
I'm just saying.
You might be a millennial.
I'm just saying.
Can we listen?
When you're actually paying for marketing demographics, you have to know what age range goes into what category. And I'm telling you that even though you once thought millennials were one thing, it has been reclassified.
Maybe in a marketing aspect, but Dutch isn't speaking in that way. He's not.
But that's all these words are.
But that's all it is. Exactly. If not for marketing, there's no reason to do any of this.
So Marie, you've known me for at least 7 to 8 years at this point.
No.
Where would you lump me in as far as your marketing goes? Because you do this for a living.
You're a millennial.
But he's not, though. He doesn't use social media. He doesn't do anything a normal millennial does, so he doesn't really fall.
Do you think that you only use one basis of categorization when you market?
Yes, I do. Because I'm very ill-informed. Well, how about that, Marie? Did you think about that?
What I am. That's what I'm asking. What the fuck am I?
You know what, Marie? Why don't you go march about it?
Millennials for the people who were born in the 90s, maybe late 80s,
maybe.
But into the 2000s.
Late 80s, not early. That's us.
Thank
so you know what?
You.
I'm going to believe this random girl on YouTube over my wife. How about that?
Thank
this
you.
This is where I fall since I was born in 1999.
She was born in 1989, so I kind of hate her again.
She's barely a centennial.
She's barely a centaur. Barely.
I'm telling you, she don't know shit.
God, you're so mad for no reason. Let's go back to this one. She's better.
Albeit fairly androgynous.
I don't want to talk about her. Fuck her.
It just played at a good point.
I want to have a loyal debate because I...
Hashtag
dude,
fairly
I
androgynous, guys.
Ever since people were like, anybody who's born past the age of 80, or, you know, the year of 81, you're a millennial. I'm like, no, that's not, you don't get to just do that. Like, it's not just the year you were born because internet was invented. Because that's the year the internet was invented.
Bisexual Ian has a good point. Where are bicentennials in all this? And he posted a picture of bicentennial man.
Jesus.
Bicentennial man. What about that? Add that to your genders.
Why aren't people representing Ian?
Why aren't people representing all Robin Williams characters? Like, what about the people that are supposed to be kids, but they're aging rapidly, like in Jack? What about that? We're not thinking about them, are we?
No. Dutch, I just hope you know people are calling you millennials behind your back.
They are.
You can call me that all you want, but, like, you guys...
That's not what I say behind his back. I call him an asshole.
You guys call me a lot worse.
A shithead. Smelly butt.
You guys call me that in front of my back.
Yeah,
he's actually nice to you behind your back.
It's a good point. I really do kind of call Dutch's face. It's not. There's not a lot of back talk. It's a lot of on air.
Say, you guys are the worst to me in front of my back than you are behind my back.
Yeah, I probably agree with that. You're right.
That's the thing.
Right.
You probably say the most nice things when I'm not around.
You know, it's funny. I saw a funny little cartoon where you know it showed a bunch of girls hanging out. And they're all together and they go, oh my God, you're so cute. Your hair looks great. And the girl walks away and goes, oh my God, Becky's so fat. What a bitch. It shows a bunch of guys hanging out. It's like, fuck you. You're an asshole. No, fuck you. And it leaves and you go, and the guy leaves and he's like, yeah, you know, Bob's kind of he's a cool dude. You know, guys actually compliment each other, not in front of other guys. I think it's
because it's uncomfortable.
It shows weakness
in front of that person.
No, but I think it's like this caveman thing where like it just shows weakness in front of the pack.
and you don't want to show that, you know, that you have feelings. So you have to be like, yeah, fuck you, bro. Don't compliment me. I'll fuck your mom.
The problem is showing feelings. You can't show it in front of the person you're talking about.
Exactly. You, when they leave, then they can be like, you know what? I like Dutch. He's a nice guy.
Well, he's a good guy. He's a good, know, dude. Good friend. Royce is a good guy. But second we get in front of each other, go fuck yourself, you stupid fatty,
you
like
piece
all that
of
kind of shit.
I hate you. But
that is a weird dichotomy between the difference between men and women as far as that kind of shit goes.
I don't know what, wonder why that is. Like, you know, I always hear that, like, whenever
women on the show, tell us why that is.
Yeah, why is that?
Oh, I call sluts sluts to their face.
That's a very good
one. Sherry, why are you a backstabbing bitch?
Wait, I thought Marie called sluts because it was endearing.
Precisely. If I saw Sherry, I'd be like, what's up, ho?
That's a good point. That's a good point, too. Like, you can't see, that's the thing, Dutch. This is flawed. You can't
there
ask.
There you go. There's the picture. That's perfect.
Yeah, exactly. Dutch, this is flawed. You
that
can't,
is exact.
You can't ask Marie and Sherry because they're barely women. Barely, barely women. Like,
I have a vagina and a set of boobs. I'm a barely. Woman.
You have a vagina. You have a vagina.
I am gender number 63.
Yeah, oh, which one's that? What's the one when you get really rapey when you drink wine? What gender's that? What gender's yeah. that one?
I do not get rapey. I get.
I don't get rapey. I get wine. Even.
Correct.
That's your shirt, Cherry. I don't get rapey. I get even.
I just get naked, and what happens, happens.
Whatever gender that is.
With or without a pool table.
Yeah. Pool table,
who
not
needs
needed.
A pool table when you can just. Naked.
Yeah. Pool table, bathroom sink, whatever. Same thing.
By the way, I'm fully determined to pool table something at your wedding when we come out there in June.
Okay.
But do it during the wedding. During the reception.
That's what I'm trying. Like,
there's going to be a fire
like,
pit.
Songs, doing like a DJ thing, just so I can prove that I did it.
Oh, by the way, fire pit there. Any updates on Royce Lopez Presents Mitch and Sherry's wedding featuring Joel Dutch Van Wingerden? Any updates?
Such a long marquee.
You're right. I'll fix it. Royce Loper presents Joel Dutch Van Wingerden. Is that better?
There you go.
Perfect.
I like it.
Yeah, cut their whole wedding thing out. Just leave
by
my
the way,
entirely obnoxiously
Mitch,
long
Mitch,
last name. Leave that on.
Mitch, who do I talk to about my speech? I need a set of pyrotechnics and a fog machine. I was just curious, who's the person I need to speak to?
We have a fog machine or two.
Well, we do,
why don't we do
but
like a
the hotel
Martin roast.
The hotel actually bans fog machines. It said it in the thing.
Oh, man.
Oh, great. I can't. So. You know what? And then I can't bring my mixtape because it's so fire.
That didn't say anything about pyrotechnics. No. It didn't say anything about. It didn't say anything about pyrotechnics. It only said fog sheets are machines
are
not allowed.
What about vape pens?
Can you have vape pens?
Well, they're going to allow them because I'm going to have mine.
Are you going to smoke while you're up? Are you going to have your vape pen on you while you're up there taking the vows?
It'll be in my
he
pocket
probably
somewhere.
Would.
I dare you to hit it during the vow. I dare you. I double dog. You know what, Mitch? I triple dog dare you. Don't look at her for fucking approval. I'm looking at the
you
camera.
Don't, you don't. You can't triple
do
dog.
Do it before you
dog.
Say your vows.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Fine.
I don't
whatever.
Give into peer pressure.
If I can't have a fog especially machine, if they don't allow a fog machine, that's fine. Listen, it's a 45-minute speech, so I'm expecting seven to eight standing ovations, so it's going to bring it about
wait.
To an hour.
Should I bring an applause sign?
Yes, please.
Yes,
thank you.
Yes.
Can I bring my phone so I can go on Pinterest?
No, you are not allowed. You will be listening to
it'll
me.
It'll be just like a radio show.
Not closing window now.
Are these all the genders, Marie?
Those are 58. I'm not sure where you got 72 from.
It's because that girl's video. Here, look this right here. This, you know, 73 genders, this bitch.
My God.
And very
a cute. Gender?
And because what? Of how I identify myself and how I express my gender.
Make her stop.
She looks like Tony.
Make her stop. Thank you, Sherry. Make her stop. I love that we have the women on this show are nothing like the women we talk about. Sherry kills things for fun.
Wait, what's the difference? What's the difference between a trans woman, a trans asterisk woman, and a transgender woman?
About 70.
Transgender
female? About $75.
The asterisk means,
what? Don't stop
for home runs.
Ooh. Does MTF mean mom that fucks? And then
yes.
father that fucks? Wait, father, fuck. Fuck the mother mothers that
going.
Fuck.
Let her keep trying. She'll get it there.
Yeah, she'll get it eventually.
Well, it's male to female and then MTF, which isn't that just an abbreviation of male to female or is that a different
no,
gender?
No, it's moms that fuck.
And then that would leave me like, well, what am I supposed to do now?
Apparently she has more videos, by the way.
Of course she does. You don't just make one about transgenders.
No, no, no. This, the what is supposed to do now, lady? The one that has more videos. Marie ran across one. You know,
we have a new one?
Yeah, there's a new one. We'll play it after the break. We'll play it after the break. How do we find her?
I don't know. You didn't tell me to save it.
I will find her. Send me the link.
You guys have plenty of time for a break.
Me just go on to YouTube.
Her name was Loretta. Loretta,
It was the woman who that clip came from, the one who bought that sex toy online that electrocuted her.
Okay,
right?
I found that. I found the rest of her videos. I'm trying to wonder if these are real. See, my problem is that is this an act?
We get faked out so many times. Yeah.
Now I'm worried. You know what I mean?
You don't want to be that guy that, like, you know, tries to put something on the air and be like, okay, this is real, and then you realize really you just got trolled.
Yeah, I'm going to look. I got to look this up because I wonder if she's real. Hold on.
We'll figure it out during the break.
Oh, is Loretta Lynch real? Hold on. I'll tell you right now.
Her name is Loretta. Isn't her name Loretta Jenkins?
Loretta
Lynch was an attorney general.
I meant to say Loretta Jenkins.
Yeah, I think you're going to the wrong website.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Is an actress. She's an actress. All right, so I'm not even playing it. Fuck.
Oh, man, now you got to eliminate that from your board.
No, it's staying.
We've been duped.
It's staying.
All right, Slim Flam?
Why don't we go to break? We'll come back and do other stuff, right, Dutch? Why don't we do that?
Mm-hmm. More Like Radio! MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Bless Sully Show!
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. No! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
Radio!
The Cousin Joe Show.
I read a thing on Reddit. There's this like a billionaire in Japan, but he was in a motorcycle accident.
That collects asses.
Yeah, he's got thousands of women in boxes,
collects
cages, things like that.
That's real.
Back up because I was looking at something. Just start from the beginning. There's a guy.
He's a millionaire.
Billionaire.
He was like an electronics billionaire or something, right?
In Japan.
No, this was in Japan.
Oh, of course. Okay.
But he pays the girls. That is their job.
Yeah, he keeps them in boxes and cages with their asses out because he loves ass.
He has like over 1,000 of them.
Oh my gosh, I was picturing boxes of cut up asses.
No.
Autopsies.
Like boxes of real women squatting down, and there's like only one hole in the box.
You guys split it.
There's a picture on Reddit.
Like, where do you cut it from? How much do you leave in?
What the fuck? That's exactly what I was thinking. What?
Nigga, you're right.
Take a breath.
What?
Say it. Nick needs a minute. I don't think he can say
it. We're going to give him a minute. Nick, he's drooling on himself. What were you going to say?
If someone collects ass, why do they have to be in a box?
Because he doesn't want to see anything else.
Why are there boxes of asses?
Well, I'm just thinking, if you collect asses, where else would you store them? You said a guy collects asses.
Yeah,
I don't.
Excuse me, I got you a box of asses.
Brad Smith says, is anyone else hard?
I got a chubby. Tune in to the Cousin Joe Show live Thursday night, 7 to 10 on More Like Radio.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
Yeah, exactly. The book is fucking funny, though.
Oh, yeah.
Of the few books I've read.
You read it?
Yeah. I read a book and it didn't have pictures in it. And they didn't pop up at me.
It also didn't moo when you pushed a button.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
Okay, you didn't say yes when I proposed to you. You said don't be a dick, and then you punch me right in the vault, boy.
Well, because you're a cunt.
Talk Radio Meltdown on More Like Radio. Every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern. Listen live at morelikeradio.com.
Hey, it's Royce. Introduce everyone.
That's in parentheses. Don't actually say that.
Fuck! Okay, let's try again. Hey, it's Bob.
Nope.
Introduce it.
That's not your name.
Did we do it?
Hi, I'm Eric Nagel.
No!
That's his name.
Wait, you're listening to It's Royce Lopez. I'm Eric Nagel. Thanks for listening. Hey, it's Royce. Anne Marie.
Hey.
Dutch. Kyle.
Hi.
Mark.
Hey.
And John.
Hi.
When you're done listening to this week's episode of It's Eric Nagel, you should check out the Hippo Juice podcast for More Like Radio.
Hey, it's Royce.
No.
Hi, I'm Marie.
No, stop. When you're done listening to this week's episode of It's Eric Nagel, you should check out the Hippo Juice podcast for More Like Radio. We talk about comedy things and news stories.
Florida stories.
And yeah, also that it's on iTunes, Google Play.
Where else?
Our MySpace page.
No.
So just search More Like Radio and you'll find Hippo Juice and a whole bunch of other cool shows. And if you want to listen live, every Wednesday, 7 p.m., morelikeradio.com, you can find our show.
/live. So remember, sign up for the Hippo Juice podcast on More Like Radio.
And make sure you keep listening to It's Eric Nagel because that guy rules. Boom. Promo.
There we go.
Nailed it. Good job.
There you go, Eric.
About as good as we're going to do.
Nailed it.
More Like Radio listeners, do you consider yourself a movie fan? Interested in finding out the latest entertainment news via the big screen and small? Well, have your faith shaken no more. With the help of Chris Wetton and Mark Mixon, listen to our epic podcast, The Real Thing, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 p.m., exclusively on morelikeradio.com.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Are you too broke to go to the movies yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using the promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
Get all the best talk in one place. MoreLikeRadio.com. Hashtag Occupy Our Balls. Radio you have to atone for. MoreLikeRadio.com. Professional radio without the rules.
Decision 2016. The first presidential debate with moderator Lester Holt. Okay, let's get right into it. Our first question is for you, sir. How will you deal with ground troops in Syria?
Everyone, I need to just speak from the heart here. I don't know what the f*** I'm doing. I've got to come clean. I had no idea I would get this far, but the fact of the matter is, I should not be president.
Okay, I will f*** this country up beyond repair. I am a sick, angry little man.
Please, if you care at all about the future of our country, vote for her, okay? She's the one who at least has some experience. She's not as bad as you think, I promise. And unlike me, she's actually capable of running this country.
My opponent is a liar and he cannot be trusted.
No!
Oh my God, she is such a turd sandwich.
What he is saying is simply not true. Do not believe it.
I am giving you this, lady. I am giving you this. What the f*** are you doing? Okay, look, just vote for her. She knows politics. She really wants to put this country first.
My opponent is a liar.
Would you just please shut up?
And he cannot be.
Get out of your own way.
Cannot be trusted.
Okay, look. She doesn't mean what she's saying. She just doesn't know how to take this because it's very weird and her advisor's probably...
My opponent is a liar and cannot be trusted.
Oh, why the f*** did it have to be her? I am so f***.
Second hour, Dutch and Royce, here on MoreLikeRadio.com. Our number is 954-573-2780 or HippoJuiceFilm on Skype. MoreLikeRadio.com/live if you would like to check out the chat room, the video, and all that happy horse shit. Did they get all the plugs in?
I believe so.
I think I did. So I did no prep tonight.
How's that different from any other night?
I'm scrambling, trying to like find something to talk about. So either way.
Well, Trump nominated somebody into the Supreme Court.
I did see that. Do we know anything about this
person? Yeah, Neil Gorsuch. He's, you know, Democrats really can't complain. The New York Times already wrote an article about why liberals should be happy about this decision. Like, he's a pretty moderate dude. He really has no public stances on abortion for the most part.
Yeah, but everyone's going to freak out about everything Trump does.
I know. Here it is. Hang on.
Because Trump did it.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. When Justice Scalia passed away suddenly last February, I made a promise to the American people. If I were...
that I would get George McFly and kill him. And get the sports... make sure the Sports Almanac doesn't fall in Marty McFly's hands.
If I were elected president, I would find the very best judge in the country for the Supreme Court.
Now, after finding out that Judge Dredd was a fictional judge and not a real judge, my second choice was...
Uncle Phil.
I promised
Judge Reinhold. And when I found out that Judge Reinhold was not really a judge, I went to my advisors because I can't make decisions.
Like someone who respects our laws and is representative of our Constitution and who...
Dirty Harry.
Who loves our Constitution and someone who will interpret them as written. This may be the most transparent judicial selection process in history. Months ago, as a candidate, I publicly presented a list of brilliant and accomplished people to the American electorate and pledged to make my choice from among that list. Millions of voters said this was the single most important issue to them.
He does have small hands, right? Like, I'm not even trying to be to shit on him or anything.
Yeah, it's weird.
But his hands are kind of small, right?
It's yeah. Pretty weird.
Them, when they voted for me for president. I am a man of my word. I will do as I say. Something that the American people have been asking for. From Washington.
Wow, he is always patting himself on the back, bro. Like, other presidents do it, don't get me wrong, but they do it kind of in a sly way, like in a, you know, like, mm-hmm. But he's just like, I'm fucking awesome. Everything's amazing. Everything I do is fucking unbelievable. He's gonna
and
be
I give to you Judge Smales.
He's going to be the first president during a presidential address to drop the F-bomb. Mark my words.
I hope so.
For a very, very long time. Today,
the people are clapping. I'm assuming the liberals are already saying there were a bunch of plants, right?
If anyone is looking for a drinking game listening to Donald Trump, just drink every time he says very.
He does kind of have a limited vocabulary, doesn't he?
Oh, it's so limited.
No, it is. Like, I'm not calling him stupid or anything. I'm just saying his vocabulary is limited. Like,
it's repetitive.
Yeah.
I've never noticed anyone speaking to be repetitive sounding. He's the first one.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Today I am keeping another promise to the American people.
I'm going to shoot Rosie O'Donnell to the moon. I made
it's
that
promise.
I made that promise. And I plan to do it. We're going to have a Rosie O'Donnell on the moon by 2018. I'm working very, very closely with Elon Musk.
By nominating Judge Neil Gorsuch.
Neil Diamond.
We're coming to America.
Of the United States Supreme Court to be of the United States Supreme Court. And I would like to ask Judge Gorsuch and his wonderful wife, Louise, to please step forward. Please, Louise, Judge.
Hey, where are they? Oh, God, this is great. He doesn't know where they are.
Here they come. Here they come.
You're the next on the Price is Right. Oh, wait, this is the wrong one.
Oh, he's a black gentleman?
Is he?
He's a white guy. He's from Colorado.
Sorry. The video is very funny.
So was that a surprise? Was it?
Look at that, like... He is continually just trying to pat himself on the back. He introduced the guy. Shouldn't the guy be speaking right now? What are you playing?
Neil Diamond, Coming to America.
Oh. He's kind of a silver fox. Don't clap by the microphone, Donald. Come on, man.
Idiot.
I have always felt that after the defense of our nation, the most important decision a president of the United States can make is the appointment of a Supreme Court justice. Depending on their age, a justice can be active for 50 years, and his or her decisions can last us.
We're not getting into America. Trump blocked our passports. We're not stuck in some airport.
Or more, and can often be permanent. I took the task of this nomination very seriously.
We closed off America. Lock the door, throw away the key.
You're not getting into America. Detainees, we got plenty of them.
No, that wasn't good.
I have selected an individual whose qualities define, really, and I mean closely define, what we're looking for. Judge Gorsuch has outstanding legal skills, a brilliant mind, tremendous discipline, and has earned bipartisan support. When he was nominated to the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals, he was confirmed by the Senate unanimously. Also, that's unanimous. Can you believe that?
Look at that. He interjects this like... Look, again,
he got his arms out like, can you believe how awesome this is?
By the way, though, this dude, from what I've read, this Gorsuch guy, he's worked with a Democrat and a Republican as a clerk at the Supreme Court. So the guy's pretty moderate for the most part, you know.
Yeah, I was going to say, neither side can get pissed.
No. And he's already been unanimously voted in when Bush put him in. So it's not going to be a problem. I mean, again, they were like all fucking doom and gloom thinking that he was going to put what's his face from the 700 Club in there, you know?
Right.
Like they thought that's what was going to happen. And that's not what happened, you know?
Nowadays, with what's going on.
Trump is not really that much of a conservative.
He's a New York liberal.
He's a liberal, but he's sort of conservative on like things that have to do
business.
He's more of a libertarian than anybody else that's been in there.
Somebody said that today. Somebody says, Jesus Christ, Trump is acting more like a libertarian than Gary Johnson was.
Going on,
right?
Does that happen anymore? Does it happen? I think it's going to happen, maybe again. Also with us tonight is Maureen Scalia, a woman loved by her husband and deeply respected by all. I am so happy she is with us. Where is Maureen?
Have her stand next to me. It's going to make me look amazing.
Please stand up. Thank you, Maureen. Thank you, Maureen. She is really the ultimate representative of the late, great Justice Antonin Scalia, whose image and genius was in my mind throughout the decision-making process. Not only
and she makes a hell of a sandwich.
Looking at the writings of the nominee, and I studied them closely.
Did you really, though, Trump?
He's said to be among the finest.
Did you study them closely, though? Like, did you really sit there and study them closely? I don't know.
I think he just took papers and put them, like, just against his nose.
I imagine he threw a dart, you know, and it just hit one of the judges. All right, that one's fine.
Most brilliant, oftentimes, the writings of any judge for a long, long time. And his academic credentials, something very important to me, and that education has always been a priority.
I mean, I guess, but you don't talk like you're educated very well, Trump.
Are as good as I have ever seen. He received his undergraduate degree.
No one who has a diverse vocabulary says long. Yeah. You just say long.
For
a long time. You don't have to say a long time.
Columbia
That's the reason
honors.
Why people vote for him, because he's not one of those political vocabulary type guys.
He received his law degree from Harvard, also with honors, where he was a Truman Scholar. After Harvard, he received his doctorate at Oxford, where he attended as a Marshall Scholar. One of the top academic honors anywhere in the world.
Okay, we get it. Like, okay, he made a choice that would make both sides happy, and there you go.
Yeah, pretty much.
Trump should really delegate someone to do his speeches for him.
No, that's the thing. He won't. Like, listen, nobody should doubt that he writes his own speeches, because he totally does.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You listen to him talk. That's
I
not
prefer
something.
When he goes off the cuff and just goes off and calls everybody gay or
I'm telling
what
you,
that he said earlier.
You know, anybody that was against Trump before the election and was making fun of him is probably terrified right now, aren't they?
Yeah, like my sisters who participated in those worthless protests last week were, you know, their whole thing was like, I'm afraid of what's going to happen. I'm like, you're only saying that because you saw MSNBC and CNN saying that people are afraid. Like, and then you just kind of got that rhetoric. Like, are you actually afraid? Like, what actual difference is he going to make aside from not letting people into this country? You know, like, how is we say this every election cycle? When are these any of these presidents going to affect your life directly? The only time it's ever happened to me in my 32 years of existence is the Obamacare thing. Because I had insurance, and then Obamacare happened, and I didn't have insurance. So that affected me directly. And then, you know,
but he said you could keep your doctor. Didn't he say that? Didn't Obama say
he did say that, but I couldn't, Royce.
No, that's not true. Politicians don't lie. I've seen Occupy Democrats thing about Obama, and that guy didn't ever do anything wrong ever.
No.
If anything, but he might be a saint.
I didn't get to keep my insurance.
I feel like Royce is being sarcastic.
I saw this story where it says, you know, Trump's first innocent casualty of war is a 4-year-old girl. And it was this article about, you know, they bombed the city and this 4-year-old girl was killed, you know. But then in the article,
he was the one.
Hold on. But then in the article, slyly in the article, it says her older brother was also killed 6 years ago by a Obama strike.
And her father was killed, too.
By an Obama strike.
Her father was killed, then her brother.
I'm not going to put that on presidents. Like, they're the ones who are like, okay, yeah, do
no,
we gotta
Dutch,
do,
Dutch. Like, I'm not going to put him on presidents. But my point is that I remember during the Bush thing, they called him this big warmonger. And Trump, Obama probably bombed more places than Bush ever did.
Celebrate good Obama, come on!
And he got a Nobel Peace Prize.
Yes.
You know, and that's the part.
For more casualties than anyone.
Eric goes, what if Trump tweets #delete Royce Lopez? I would love that. I mean, and anything's possible nowadays. Anything's possible, you know? I mean, this president called Rosie O'Donnell the slut. And look, I'm not saying that's what I want out of a president, but I'm also saying I don't disagree with making fun of Rosie O'Donnell. I'm for that. You know? Like, it's tough.
He kind of ruined her career, to be honest.
No.
What was the last time you heard her in the headlines aside from Trump trashing her?
Her being in the Flintstones ruined her career.
Oh, good point. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that would be what, or the one where she was a dominatrix or in that movie, whatever she was. League of Her Own, she was the worst part about that movie. And keep in mind, Madonna was in that movie.
So to be worse than Madonna,
you're pretty bad actress.
That was a good movie and she was bad.
I thought the downhill was when she joined The View or whatever TV show that was. Rosie's?
No, the View, no. Yo, that was.
Yeah, she was on there too.
Remember when she had her own talk show? She was pretending to be straight for a while. She kept saying how cute Tom Cruise was.
Oh, yeah.
And then all of a sudden she just became gay. Then all of a sudden Tom Cruise wasn't cute anymore.
You know, that made me feel really awkward once I realized she was gay. Why was she hitting on Tom Cruise so much?
I don't know, because she knew that Tom Cruise was allegedly also.
Here's the thing. Ellen does that all the time.
A lesbian,
and
yes.
I actually watched Ellen's show today because I had time to watch it. And she's funny. Like,
oh, I like Ellen.
She's goofy and weird, and she like gets these hot guys to wear Ellen underwear, which is a thing, I guess, according to my girlfriend. She's like, oh, yeah, Ellen underwear. She's constantly trying to get people to wear her underwear and then try to get them to like take their underwear down so they can show it off on like other shows. And they do it. Ellen has this weird like grip, like even more so than Oprah.
I'm asking it. Ellen, would you?
Oh, yeah, sure. She's like 60, I think. Isn't she?
She has to be younger than that.
How old is Ellen? Can somebody tell me?
Ellen DeGeneres.
I'm going to say 45.
She's 59 years old.
No, she's not.
Good for her.
That was close.
Is she really?
I was close without going over.
Yep, and she's been married to Portia de Rossi since 2008.
And she's from Louisiana. She does not have
really. Ellen's 59. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, she's 59, man. She looks great.
Yeah.
She remains 40.
Her show's funny. Like, it's goofy and weird, and like she does all these like dumb little. I don't know, man. I don't hate it. Not as much as like Oprah.
Eric
was like, you knew she was pandering. Ellen DeGeneres is like, okay, I'm the new queen of daytime. You either get my sense of humor or you don't, and then she just does what she wants. It's weird.
Well, something else really quick, as you mentioned the Women's March thing with your sisters. There was this female judge
a
female judge in Texas County Courts that was sitting on the bench and wearing one of those pussy hats in support for the Women's March.
Oh, well, right.
Yeah. Now, my point is that whatever, I don't agree with that because they shouldn't be biased.
I'm sorry. I'm looking at all these pictures of Maria posting of just dudes who are like nude on Ellen's show.
Ellen,
here's the thing. She knows what her audience wants to see, which is cute kids, viral videos, and dudes with their shirts off.
And abs. lots of great. Abs.
And bulge.
Abs and bulge.
I can't believe she's 59. She looks amazing for 59.
She does. She does.
She hasn't aged a day since 40.
No, not at all.
If you want to see the young Ellen, just go to Disney and ride the Universe of Energy. There's a young Ellen and a young Bill Nye in that ride.
Or you can just tune on ABC at 2 o'clock every day.
What's ABC?
And see how young she is.
I mean, what's ABC? I don't have regular TV, Dutch. That's not a thing for me.
Sorry. I'm gonna
accept that I'm a millennial and I'm gonna just be a futurist. Look, that's
I
the judge
hate you.
That's the judge wearing the pussy hat in court.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that was in a court. Now here's the thing. Can you imagine if
it was like Louise's hat from Bob's
Burgers?
Yeah,
I know. Can you imagine if it was a male judge wearing a Make America Great Again hat, how quickly they would want him disbarred? From the, you know what I mean?
Like, but he wouldn't even get into the courtroom.
Like you
there is a double standard, yes.
You know what I
mean? Yep.
Like, you can't do that, right? Because I bet you, imagine if she's a family judge. She was probably fucking, you know, guys out of stuff. Like, you can't do that, you know? Like, no matter what you believe in, you can't show your political bias when it comes to a courtroom. It should
especially
just be the law. It should just be the law,
only
you know?
Only the law.
Bisexual Ian says, it looks
"Can you request a new judge?"
Bisexual Ian says, "It looks like she's wearing a baby's hat." It does. Can somebody look at what Judge Eckhart in Texas does?
I am the law.
What kind of judge she is for what kind of court? Because I'm just curious. I know it's Judge Eckhart.
I hope it's not, you know, a parental court.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about too. Like, I just wonder the bias. You know what I mean? Like, is there a is there going
to... Maybe she's small claims?
I don't know.
Travis County Judge Sarah Eckhart?
Yes.
Sarah Eckhart became Travis County's first female judge on January 1st, 2015. Judge Eckhart presides over a commissioner's court.
A what court?
Commissioner's court.
The fuck's that?
What?
With deep roots in Austin
and
Travis
County.
They
commission commissions.
Eckhart has dedicated her life in public service to improving access to opportunity for Travis County families for more than 15 years.
What the fuck is Commissioner's Court? I still don't know what that is.
Commissioner Gordon's Court?
I don't know.
Commissioner's Court, Wikipedia. Commissioner's Court is the governing body of a county government in several U.S. states, including Arkansas, Texas, and Missouri. It's similar function of the Board County of Commissioners. Those judicial powers in Texas and Missouri include the ability to compile testimony under oath and the ability to issue citations for contempt and the ability to findings of fact. So, like, I don't know. I still don't know what that does. I still am 100% ignorant.
It's so boring. I can't even pay attention to the definition of it. It's awful.
Yeah, it does. See, look, you posted it. It does look like a baby's hat, doesn't it? It's like a little baby's hat on her.
It's a hat for a baby. It's
a little baby hat.
It's a hat for a baby.
Good.
But if you feel you're not being treated fairly by the judge because of their political feelings towards you or whatever, can you request a new judge?
I don't know. It depends. I really don't know. That's probably a rough one. Highly unlikely you're going to get one.
Yeah, that sucks.
For the most part, the court's not on your side.
I feel like you can, legally speaking, but it's not easy to do.
Well, I mean, like in this case, she's obviously displaying a disdain for men.
Right.
So can't a man say, hey, I feel like I was wrongfully
molested,
judged against? I would like a retrial.
That just made me think of something random. Like if you were to go to jury duty. And when they're asking you questions, if you just said, I voted for Trump, can you just, is that like a get out of,
you don't have to say you voted for Trump, just
thing because you automatically have, because apparently if you voted for Trump, you are a racist, you're a rapist, you are an anti-Semite, you're all these kind of things. If you admitted that you voted for him, Hitler, you're right.
I'm all of those things.
That actually groups in with anti-Semite.
But vote for Trump, you're just those things.
But that's my point, is that like, if you have the balls to admit that you voted for Trump these days, you are called all of those things. So does that mean you're allowed to get out of jury duty?
Perhaps. They might not want you.
I don't know. But everybody is so – I love – because I love how whenever liberals, and in South Park writer said it too, but don't get me wrong, I love whenever both extreme sides get fucked with, but when liberals get fucked with, there's just something about seeing nerds, and that's what a lot of them are, nerds fucking acting like they're tough guys. Like that to me is the funniest thing, you know, like these dudes that all of a sudden they think they're jungle warriors fighting with, you know, Che Guevara. When they're really
Napoleon complex.
Right. When they're really no, because nothing to do with height. When they're really just fucking these skinny little dudes with fucking beards drinking pumpkin spice lattes and working on their screenplay on a MacBook. You know what I mean? Like it's always funny seeing them be tough guys. You know, it's like, what are you gonna do? You're gonna stand? I actually saw an article written, Dutch, and you're gonna love this, where they want it to be legal. The ACLU was gonna help them file a lawsuit. Make it legal for protesters to block highways and traffic so they can't be prosecuted if they block highways.
What? No.
What?
Yeah.
Get out of the road. You can't be protesting all the time.
That's what's been going on all these airports. Like they're in, especially in LA, that LAX is shut down. People have to park because they have to park like a 2 hour walk away from where they can actually get in because the physical bodies won't, like, they're tear gassing them and they won't move of people standing in front of like where you can actually park. Did you guys see about this?
No.
It's getting bad, especially the last 2 days.
Oh, I would agree with that.
Here it is. ACLU supports the right of protesters to block traffic. The day after Donald Trump was elected last November, the protests began. They continued for several days after dying down. 14 people have been arrested Wednesday during a protest following calls that the police chief of the protesters were blocking traffic during a protest. Is not only illegal, as evidenced by the arrest in Portland, which you showed the videos, but can also be dangerous. Apparently, ACLU thinks it's free speech to block traffic.
No, that's not what they're not talking at all. If you're in your car, you can't hear them. That's not free speech. That's just blocking the road.
It says, speech advocates said the proposals are worrying because what's happening is truly alarming. Spread of state legislation that, if passed, will have the intent or impact of criminalizing peaceful protest. No, they're criminalizing you breaking the law. You can't be on the highway. It's for motor vehicles. They're not criminalizing your right to free speech. They're criminalizing you endangering people's lives by being on the highway, because it's not going to, I don't want it to be my fault because I didn't vote for Trump or for Hillary. If you're on the road and then I kill you, I have to fucking live with it for the rest of my life because you're a fucking idiot. You know what I mean? Like, I don't need that. So why don't you protest outside? I'm all for you protesting. Protest outside in front of a building. Do whatever the fuck you want. Just don't break property and don't fucking get in the highway. Because you know what? Blocking traffic does nothing but piss more people off and go, I wanted to be on your side, but now fuck you. I'm not on your side
anymore. You're turning people against your cause.
Yeah, and I can't believe that people don't see that. Do you people that are blocking traffic think that a single mother who has to take her kid to school gives a flying fuck whether your birth control is free or not? They don't fucking care. They want you to get out of the fucking road.
At a certain point, you have to get on with your life and your day, and you can't just keep doing this over and over again.
Yeah.
When, yes, some executive orders have been signed, but your life hasn't even changed yet, and you're complaining.
Yeah.
Yeah, some people would say on the other side of that, that it will change rapidly if we allow this to go on. I'm assuming that's probably what their argument is.
No, but I mean, it's not that. It's just enforcing. The thing is, police departments are now, what they're doing is they're enforcing current laws, and people don't like that. Before, they weren't enforcing those laws. It was always illegal to block traffic, whether you're protesting or not. It's always been illegal. What happens is some more liberal cities were kind of just letting it happen, you know? But right. Now what's happening is they figured out this is dangerous. People are getting killed, and they're going, no, we have to enforce these laws. So it's not that there's new laws going in. It's just they want to enforce current laws and say, look, we want to make it clear blocking traffic is not free speech. And it isn't. And I'm a big free speech advocate, you know? But that's dangerous. That's not free speech. You could make the same point in front of standing safely with your sign. Blocking traffic, all you're doing is being a dick. And again, I don't think one person who's been late for work because you're blocking traffic is like, no, I'm on their side. Now I'm on their side. Yeah, now I'm going to vote like they vote.
If you made me late once, I would have a personal vendetta. I remember 10 years ago, Tony Hawk had a personal boat taken away from Universal Studios, and it delayed me getting home 40 minutes. And I still hate Tony Hawk to this
day. Marie still hates Tony Hawk to this day.
Personal? Wait, time out. What's the story?
Go ahead.
Universal Studios in Orlando, Florida was hosting Tony Hawk, like a weekend experience or whatever. And
like a Boom Boom Huck Jam or something.
He had taken away one of the transportation boats that boat you from the hotels over to the park and back for his own personal use when he was ready to leave. And so the lines were hours long instead of 15 minutes long to get out of the park area because of the fact that they were down a boat. One boat had enough impact to just delay me getting home an hour.
Yeah, so I can attest to it. To this day, Marie still says, fuck Tony Hawk. So she's
so wow.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, you're not building a fan base. People aren't going to go, oh, you made me late for work. Let me go vote like you vote. You're making people pissed fucking off. That's all you are doing. That's all you're doing.
That's the thing is that like, with any of these kind of protests, if you really want to make a statement, like, you don't screw up infrastructure. You have to screw up the political, their infrastructure. Don't hurt the citizens. Hurt the political.
This is my best
itself.
Part. The people that are blocking traffic are the same ones saying that we need to make the roads safer and people need to get. We need to make sure everyone gets an education. While you're literally making people late for school. You know what I mean? Right. It's like.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like, you know,
you're building
up the phone lines of, you know, the political office that you're trying to change, you know, like that kind of shit.
Or Brendan says they're basically campaigning for Trump 2020. That's what you're doing.
Or fly out to Washington and picket outside the White House like protesters used to do.
Yeah. I mean, or whatever. But, you know, again, I'll give it to the Women's March. I'm going to give them credit. They didn't block traffic and they didn't break anything. So that's very good. You know, compared to like the rioters after the election or the Black Lives Matter people that were, you know, protesting, at least the Women's March didn't break anything, you know? Gotta give them that.
I will give that thing to the bitches. Like, you guys know how to protest correctly.
Not littering. There was plenty of litter.
Lots
of that.
But you know.
All
whatever.
The litter.
I mean, I guess it could be worse.
So what did they change at the end of the women's protest?
Oh, so much.
Well,
like what? What did they change?
Well, I'm
littering laws.
Yeah.
Was that what they were protesting?
Everything's different now.
Well, that's the only thing that's changed so far.
Everything's different now.
Like what? Like what did they stop of Trump's executive orders?
Do you need me to hear Ashley Judd's speech again? Because I don't think you understand that men are not getting taxed for Rogaine.
Yeah, which was just,
I don't really want to hear.
I remember after the day after we listened to that on the show last week. getting mad in my kitchen while I'm cooking
me
eggs.
Me too.
I'm like, she's a liar. She got in front of a million women and lied. Just lied. It was like, you know, what? Rogaine isn't taxed.
Because it doesn't matter what you're saying as long as you have. Do you understand? Yeah, it doesn't matter what you're saying as long as you have the buzzwords in there. Listen, look, Marie could get a standing ovation if she would walk up there and go, blah, 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 wage gap. Blah, 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 glass ceiling. Blah, 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 rape culture. Blah, 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 no means no. Boom. That's it. Yay! Woo! Substance doesn't matter. Understand, people aren't fighting for substance or fighting for rights. They're fighting to be a part of the group. The problem is that we've made a culture that they feel they need to belong so badly. Again, because everybody gets a trophy. They feel like they need to belong so badly that they will join things without even knowing what they're about, without understanding the hypocrisy, without seeing that they're not changing anything. They just join something because they have been so used to being coddled that they need to be surrounded by like-minded people just in this warmth of their own ignorance where they don't want to be released. They feel good not knowing anybody else's opinion because they feel shielded. They don't want to change. They love it.
And this is where guys like Big Joe, like we played last week, thrive because he dismantled that girl he was arguing with on the street.
Yeah.
With just logic of exactly what we're talking about.
And
like
yelling at her to use her brain.
You're part of a thing. You're not actually doing anything right now.
Justin says Rogaine isn't taxed. That's blasphemy. I'm never buying Rogaine again. It's like, you know, but that's what it is, man. It's this weird. It's even when Obama had to go up there and talk to colleges and go, dude, you have to allow conservative speakers here. Like you can't
just
shut
down
ideas.
Yeah.
You know, you cannot shut down ideas. And it's this crying, and it's become.
They didn't listen,
dude,
though.
Look, something I wanted to play. God, I'm glad I almost forgot. Did you see Bill Maher's rant? And it was really good. And I don't like Bill Maher. But
he hates Bill Maher.
Yeah. He had this rant on why
Bill Maher is one of those type of liberals, though, that I will listen to because he's intelligent and he can come up with a formed opinion around an idea rather than just having emotion behind it. He actually has facts and figures and logic behind what he goes around. So I will listen to a liberal like him. But like I think he's like the antithesis of like Bill O'Reilly, where Bill O'Reilly mainly is a lot of emotion, not a whole lot of logic or fact behind it. But with someone like Maher, I will. Did you find it? I'm trying to stall.
No,
everybody.
It's okay. It's okay. I'm just
scrambling here.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the full one because I think I found it here. Scrolling down. Come on. Of course, they put the video at the bottom so you read their stupid thing that nobody wants to read.
Right. They have to do their. Yeah.
Here
no
it is.
One reads.
I got it. It's 5 minutes, but I guarantee it's worth it.
And finally, new rule. While the sting of defeat is still fresh and the horrors resulting from that defeat pile up, liberals must examine all the reasons why we keep losing elections. Starting with Democrats have gone from the party that protects people to the party that protects feelings. From ask not what your country can do for you to you owe me an apology. Republicans apologize for nothing. Democrats for everything. Can't we find a balance? You know, in 2016, conservatives won the White House, both houses of Congress, and almost two-thirds of governorships and state legislatures. Whereas liberals, on the other hand, caught Steve Martin calling Carrie Fisher beautiful in a tweet and made him take it down. I'm not making that up. That really happened. Here's Steve's offensive tweet.
That.
When I was a young man, Carrie Fisher was the most beautiful creature I'd ever seen. She turned out to be witty and bright as well. How could you, Steve? We thought we knew you, but this? You noted her appearance first. And then that she was witty and bright. You're a monster. Liberals do this all the time. They get offended for people who themselves would not be offended. You know that whole controversy about the name Washington Redskins? They did a survey. 9 out of 10 actual Indians don't give a shit.
You said Indians.
Yep.
I love that.
Why would we? Their ancestors learned firsthand that New England Patriots cheat.
That's funny.
But that doesn't stop celebrities from groveling when they get caught playing dress-up on Halloween. Here's Hillary Duff last year. Ah! And then, of course, her tweet, I'm so sorry to people I offended. It was not properly thought through, and I am truly from the bottom of my heart sorry. Chris Hemsworth was even more beside himself with self-loathing after he attended a Lone Ranger-themed party dressed as an Indian. He wrote, I was stupidly unaware of the offense. I sincerely and unreservedly apologize to all First Nations people for this thoughtless action. I hope that in highlighting my own ignorance, I can help in some small way. Oh, for fuck's sake, you're Thor. Grow a pair. You didn't offend Indians any more than you offend gays when you wear a cape and hammer, guys.
That's funny, man.
It was a Lone Ranger themed party. You could only be a cowboy, Indian, or a horse. Just like if you live in Wyoming.
Pretty funny. It's pretty funny.
Last Very year, funny. Justin Timberlake tweeted that an African-American, Jesse Williams, inspired him and again had to apologize for the sin of giving someone a compliment. I apologize to anyone that felt that was out of turn. I have nothing but love for all of you and all of us. Oh, good, good. Because life knows no sin greater than the one he was accused of doing, which was cultural appropriation. Cultural appropriation. That's the idea that white people shouldn't adopt things from other ethnic groups. How dare you mix and match cultures to produce something new? Where do you think you are? Some kind of melting pot?
See,
you know, the majority of Americans are actually with the Democrats on the issues, raising minimum wage, sensible gun laws, path to citizenship, abortion rights, pro-environment, you name it. But we keep losing. Now, there's a lot of reasons for that. But the one we can immediately fix is that too often Democrats remind people of a man who has taken his balls out and put them in his wife's purse. And please, someone tweet me right now and tell me how that was somehow inappropriate so I can tell you to go fuck yourself.
Nice.
At the Golden Globes this month, Michael Keaton mixed up the titles of two movies that had a black cast, Hidden Figures and Fences, and said, Hidden Fences. Because he's a Klansman. Cue the outrage, cue the retraction. I screwed up. It makes me feel so badly that people feel badly. If someone feels badly, that's all that matters. No, that's not all that matters. In fact, things like this don't matter at all. What matters is that while you self-involved fools were policing the language at the Kids' Choice Awards, a madman talked his way into the White House. What matters is that while liberals were in a contest to see who could be the first to call out fat shaming, the Tea Party has been busy taking over school boards. Stop protecting your virgin ears and start noticing you're getting fucked in the ass. Okay.
There you go.
That was...
Bravo.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
I like that.
Yeah, but they're
And
not,
I agree.
Liberals aren't going to listen to that, though. They're going to say, well, that's not talking about me.
Well, at this point, they kind of have to because Trump is president.
No, not my president.
Like, that's...
Hashtag not my president is the hashtag.
Yeah, bro. Hashtag not my president, dude.
They also did that, by the way, before hashtags were a thing because it wasn't invented. But when Bush got elected, the punk rock culture. Mitch, you might remember this.
Yeah, I remember.
The not my president shirts were
I have
everywhere.
The Rock Against Bush albums.
I do, too, actually. Not because I agree with it, but because
I just like the music.
Band. Yeah,
exactly. Hey, dude, no. By the way, I remember a time,
I remember a time when celebrities wouldn't even tell you who to vote for. Remember, it was just rock the vote. It was like, it doesn't matter who you're voting for. Just make sure you go out and vote. It's not that anymore, man. That was a couple cycles ago.
Obama was in office and they thought they had it in the bag.
But now it's like, oh my God, you better vote for Hillary. And it's
remember when it was Obama, it said vote or die.
That's right. Too bad, people didn't pick the latter, huh?
No, the vote or die thing was during Bush, because they were trying to get him out in the second term.
You sure?
Because he was 100% bid. Look it up.
Don't want to be an American idiot. The exact moment when Green Day stopped being my favorite band was the first time I heard
that
song.
They woke up until September It Never Ended.
Here's the thing. That was a catchy album. I will say that.
Justin Uribe says, which Bush? Because hashtags have been around for over 15 years. No. In 2001, hashtags might have been around, but they were not popular until Twitter came around.
2001, were popular? Go fuck yourself. Who is this guy? Justin?
Justin's a very good friend
and
a fan.
Can fucking die.
Don't have him die.
Hashtags weren't invented until Twitter, right?
Hold on, let's
see. Yeah, because Facebook wasn't even invented until, 2003?
Well, guys, I believe I'm going to try Google. Let's see what Wikipedia says about hashtag. We'll figure this out.
Asshole. Hey. That's all I'm trying to say is that he's an uninformed asshole, and I will fight you the next time I see you. We will wrestle to the death. That's what's going to happen.
2007.
There you go.
Yeah, 2007 was when the hashtag
Got elected in 08, so shut up.
Justin says you could fuck yourself, though. So that's the way. By the way, Dutch, you're only endearing yourself to the fans. More, that's all you do.
I constantly get in fights with the fans.
They really do love you.
I don't think that's true at all.
You know what? I want to go retro because hipsters haven't done this yet, so let's beat them to it. Let's start using AIM again to communicate. AOL Instant Messenger.
Okay.
You want to use that to communicate?
I'm afraid maybe like some sort of a virus.
Hold on. Is AIM still around? I wonder if I could even still log in. I'm going to try.
I'm sure it is, but
I don't even know if I remember my password. Let's try.
Yeah.
Holy crap. AIM.com is still a thing.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's still around.
I'm trying to log in, but I don't remember my password.
I mean, like between Facebook Messenger and regular text messaging, who would still use AIM?
I don't remember my password.
I don't even remember my username.
I don't remember.
Shit, even Twitter Messenger is more up to date than them.
He goes, if you know anything about social media and the internet, the pound was used in MIRC. Yeah, but that doesn't count. That doesn't count.
IRC?
That IRC.
I'm old man Dutch. I don't know.
Oh,
that was like not the hacker chat room.
Yeah, but it wasn't
like
called
the
hashtag. But it wasn't called the hashtag.
Okay. He's going to like the deep web shit. Okay. All right. He's being one of those, uppity internet guys. Look, sorry, guy. What's his name? Justin?
Yeah.
Sorry, Justin. We weren't up on the nonsense chat rooms that you were involved with early on in your career. Go fuck yourself, Justin.
Pedophile trading. I don't believe that's what he was doing. I think there's other things.
No, they just traded. They didn't trade pedophiles. They traded children.
Yeah,
and pedophiles. Like it was like.
You think his username is J Dog?
You collect them all then?
Yes.
It's like Pogs, and then you get a slammer, which is a fat kid.
Oh God, Marine!
Yeah, sorry, we weren't up on the uppity. I mean, I was just making a quick little statement. I didn't realize I was going to fact check on the guy who actually, downloaded child porn. Whoa. What's wrong with you? You should be ashamed of yourself, Justin. Come on, man.
That's
pretty bad.
I think you're accusing him of something
really
that's not
bad.
True.
I mean, why are you even downloading child porn anymore?
That's why would you do that? You save your hard drive. People can track that shit. Like, come on, man. You got to go old school with Polaroids.
Jesus, don't help him.
That's even worse.
He's not a pedophile. Hold on. Let's back up.
I thought we were all established that Justin was a pedophile.
I don't believe. He said he was a child. He was 14 when this happened, so he couldn't have been.
Well, it's still.
Oh. So he was the the distributor of his own pictures.
This is bad.
It's not good.
Not good.
Okay, I'm going to pose a question. I'm going to try to be as theoretical as possible, but without incriminating myself. So this is going to be fun. All right, but I it's a question that has to be asked. I'll be good. You know I'm good at what I'm doing. Please trust me. All right, let's say theoretically you go to a party. Anybody, it could be anybody. This is just theoretically. Let's say you go to a party, right?
Party.
And let's say you go to this party, and this party is kind of themed, you know, more of like a sexually themed party. So let's say you go to this party.
Sexually themed party.
Right. Let's say you go to this party. Let's say you walk into this party and there's different nude pictures of people that may be at this party. Hypothetically, let's say you're doing this, you and your friends, you walk into this situation. Well, when you walk into this party, let's say that one of the people on their own put up naked pictures of themselves. And you're looking at those pictures. And when you see those pictures, you're like, wow, that's hot. That's a hot picture of you naked on a bed. Then the person goes, oh, okay, oh, thanks, no problem, yeah, I took those when I was 16. And then my mind does this thing where I'm like, wait a second, hold on a second.
Your mind?
Yeah.
Your hypothetical mind?
Your mind is like the you as in anybody. Like, your mind would go, you know, like you as a person.
Well, where's the question? Why don't you just ask how would people react?
How would you react in that situation?
I will answer.
Go ahead.
I would be taken aback on the inside. I'm like, oh, I shouldn't think this is hot, and I can no longer look at this picture because it is considered child pornography, and me being in its mere presence condemns me to a crime that I did not commit.
See, that's what I was thinking too. And I'm like, what's not fair?
Hypothetically,
I will be thinking that. What would you think, Dutch, if you were in that situation?
Wait. So that part, I'm still trying to wrap my head around.
Hypothetically,
what's
you were shown a photo of the person's free
but
will.
But this person showed it to you.
This person showed
they
you.
They go, this person is now 30.
When they were underage at the time.
Her and their other underage boyfriend took pictures. But it was just a picture of her naked on the bed. But when you look at it, she looked older. You didn't know. But she showed the picture to everybody.
Right. Okay. Then I would tell her, okay, first of all, delete those. And second, go into the bathroom, take some new of age pictures of yourself, and then show me when you get out of the bathroom.
Oh, no. Those were still there, too. But my point is, hypothetically, would have been there. Hypothetically.
Wait.
Would have been there.
Royce is not doing
a hypothetically.
Royce is not doing a good job.
Thank you. Go ahead. In this hypothetical thing that I made up, I'm not doing a good job.
So when Royce was
16, he took pictures of himself.
Okay.
Hey! Don't give it away.
What if you... Okay, he's saying nude, but remember, nude means art. It is an art photo.
It was an art photo. It wasn't sexual.
An art photo. Tasteful nude done at a certain age that is under 18. What do you do?
You don't... You tell them... You're forcing me to get into illegal activity.
Now, hold on, Dutch. Another question. Hold on.
Show me your pussy right now in front of me.
Hold on, Dutch. And what would that person hypothetically do with their boner? Hypothetically.
Hypothetically, you can pull it out and be like, hey, you're obviously underage, so you want to suck it?
Okay.
Say it like
what?
That. You want to talk?
Well, okay, so I think you answered my question sufficiently.
It's a very gray area, if you will.
Oh, fuck.
Well, yeah, because the area is shaven.
100%, yeah, that's rude on them, by the way, to do that.
No. But my point is
because
that
you're making everybody else involved.
No, I know, but my point is that I'm not offended or anything. But my point is that it was a situation that I thought I would never encounter. And it was like, how do you...
Oh, you? Yeah, I would never... Yeah, exactly.
You guys are just all being prudes because you're being recorded.
Yeah, I think. We'll talk after the show.
I'm not being prudes. I'm trying to find an ending song. You don't think I want to sit here and blast you too for being fucking pedophiles?
if anything, so are you.
No, I'm not. I didn't see the picture. You're just talking to me.
Says you.
About it.
I'm going to find. I'm going to find.
Fuck your mother.
This is all hypothetical.
I'm going to find pictures of me naked in a bathtub when I was little and text them to you. That way you'll be on your phone and you have to deal with it.
Okay.
What that's the hell? I'm going to bombard you with it. Fuck
Seriously,
you.
What's happening right now? You're trying to make us be pedophiles because you took part in what could be considered pedophile activity.
What if it probably isn't. What if I was the victim?
You were sort of the victim. I will give you that one.
Did you report it?
There you go. Good question.
First off, I don't know what me reported. I wasn't there. Again, this is hypothetical.
Hypothetically, would you report it?
Hypothetically, would I? No, of course not. I'm not. Answer.
Well, then that would hypothetically make you an accomplice.
I am not a snitch, essay. Hypothetically, essay.
I would not be a snitch.
Essay.
Snitches get stitches, bitches.
So you're saying that a 16-year-old can't partake in art the same way an 18-year-old can partake in art?
I just thought that was a funny, weird gray area. Like, I never thought of it. Because, you think, like, you know, kind of like how those dudes that they get, like, sex, they become sex offenders because they got caught peeing outside too close to the school. Like, they're not really sex offenders.
That's bullshit.
No, but you understand what I'm talking about? Like, you start thinking, like, man, there's situations where it's not even your fault. You know what I mean? It's like,
and you get nailed with the everlasting, Scarlet
Gobstopper.
A.
Yeah, exactly.
Or
everlasting gobstopper. That is correct.
Oh man, those were hard in the teeth.
I want to be involved in the conversation.
I'm so sick of these hack Trump jokes. Oh my god.
How many?
Orange is the new fascist. Somebody just wrote. Everyone's a comic, guys. Everyone's a comic.
That's not even a good one.
Yeah, none of them are good ones. There's no good ones. Everyone's a fucking hack. You fuckers are fucking all hacks.
People think they're a lot funnier than they actually
you,
are.
No, but the thing is, I follow a lot of fucking quote-unquote comics, and it's like, you motherfuckers are all fucking hacks. Like, not all of them. I'm sure some of them are good, but a lot of you motherfuckers are hacks. Like,
do you want to give me some examples?
I mean, they all make the scene dumb. Like, well, there's Orange is a new hack. Everybody calls him a Cheeto Man. They call him the Cheeto Man, or...
But I like Cheetos.
We get it.
He fake tans, all right. Anything else?
They make fun of his hair. That's the other thing, his hair. Because,
Again, what else? It was like Obama jokes with his ears.
Exactly.
In the early... Like, it's like, okay, we get it.
I never made fun of Obama for his ears. There was a lot of other things I made fun of
him for. The fact that he couldn't throw a fastball.
I love this. I love that there's a story, the fake news sites are the best. Trump trip canceled. Harley Davidson wasn't comfortable with likely protest, per source. Oh, the news source is apple.news/AZBUKYKBT89UAB. It's like...
Trustworthy.
Oh, God, I just can't anymore. Nope. Can we go back to fucking funny cat videos, please?
We can't even get John. Interesting news anymore because this is all it is now.
John, why are you better?
I'm better than you because even though I was born in 1982, I can give two shits if I'm a millennial or not. I like the 80s.
Mitchell.
I am better than you because I successfully went ice fishing and didn't catch anything except ice, I guess. That'd be successful, I think.
I am better than you because I know what an auger is.
Marie.
You ripped out the fucking wall.
I'm better than you because we come into America.
Royce?
I'm better than you because, man, if I was born a few decades later, I'd be an illegal.
And I'm better because don't tell me if I'm a millennial or not. A millennial. That's a hard word to say, actually.
Millennial?
That means that I'm not one because I don't know how to say it.
It's easy if you're a Backstreet Boys fan.
It's not easy. You shut up with your perfect diction. I don't like it.
Yeah, but it's okay. You have a long tongue. That's why you can't say, though. You can't roll
I
them.
I know. I'm pleasuring your mom's pussy the entire time. But anyways, hey, don't forget to listen tomorrow. Hippo Juice from 7 to 9. Anything else, you guys?
That's about it.
All right. See you guys tomorrow. Next week, Justin Royce.
Yup.